Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew, and I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that.
You have the coolest mom. She smells like Miracle Whip.
What wire hangers doing in this closet? But I told you, no wire hangers ever! What wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me!
You all need to listen to your lady. You need to say to her, baby, what is it that you want? Or, do you want to do it in the butt? No? Okay, well, let's move on to something else.
A hearty and booming hello to my wonderful but comparatively tiny viewers. I am the big man. There is no need to fear me. I will not harm you. Unless for some reason I don't like your tone of voice. I'm qualified to dispense advice on personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you got some problem with that, I'm also qualified to crush your head like a grape. Any objections? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Get out of my leg! 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 Get out of my leg!
Here's Don Geronimo, top of the key. Jordan picks him up defensively. Geronimo down the lane with a jam. A facial on Michael Jordan.
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
I don't think this contest's over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
Why did he deserve to die, Mr. Guess?
Because he was acting like a total ass.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
What's really funny is, it's a bank job away in Sea Caucus. I'm in the middle of the weeds, laying down. Comes over, what are you doing? I'm resting. Hey, are you resting? I got a beach in a park. I'm resting. I know I'm resting. I'm resting. They pull me in, expecting me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual, zero, nothing. I tell you, he says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go f*** your mother.
Bing, pow, boom, bing.
You saw the paper, Anthony. My hair was up like this. And now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big f*** again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go f*** your mother. I thought he was going to Ow, Bing. Oh, Bing, I wish I was big this much.
You're funny.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say? Right. Funny how. What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because I don't, you know, maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how. I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said, how do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here. Tell me.
I almost had him. Yeah, stuttering f***. Yeah. Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Hi. Welcome. Hi. Welcome to Hi. Welcome to Pi. Welcome to our Pi. Welcome to our Pi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. Get them out of here, please.
I got to work on this thing first.
Hi. Welcome to our Pi. Welcome to our pie. Welcome to our pie. Welcome to our pie.
Someone's hitting it again and again.
There you go.
Oh, no. Here's the countdown to the miniseries.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hayes. Michael Mara. And all the ships at sea. Experts at relaxing. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday. Metallica, Haters, from America, United States. Call us toll free at 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067.
Well, you have that one today.
DC, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Finally decided to get rid of the welcome. I'm just going to go with...
Someone called for a doctor?
And there you go.
Bingo!
There you go.
That was the welcome, huh?
No cheat or nothing.
Mm. Do you
welcome? Do you want the welcome?
I'm not married to the welcome, no. I mean, the welcome can come or go.
I've got it.
Many other things I would feel passionate about.
I've got it.
Welcome.
Say goodbye to it, then. Work.
Okay.
Welcome.
Bye, Dustin. Goodbye.
Welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, welcome.
See ya.
Welcome.
All right, goodbye.
Go long.
Welcome.
All right, I'll lose that.
What's exciting is it means there's something else you're going to pop in there.
Yeah. Someone call for a doctor?
You never know when that's going to come up.
Someone call for a doctor?
Well, that one.
I know. That's just a personal favorite.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Someone call for a doctor?
Well, you know, and as I watch that movie more and more, and I can see the addiction.
Someone call for a doctor?
And friends of mine are addicted to that movie also.
Oh,
I can see.
Love
it. All I think is Bad Toupee.
So listen, hi, welcome to the show. Lots of stuff to get to. Mother's Day stuff. We got guests coming in today.
Wow. Hey, Mama Mia.
All kinds of stuff. Let me just start with just give me just a second to vent something here. My kid, God love him, he's 18, and
he likes it.
Yeah. we're at the last leg now of this relay race that is getting him out of the house. Yeah. And, you know, my wife has been out of town up at the beach with her brother, who's doing much better after his quadruple bypass surgery.
Already had the procedure and he's doing well?
He gets out of the hospital Monday.
Excellent.
So, it's a tough thing. It's a catch-22 that on one hand,
We want him to be independent. We want him to be responsible. We want him to be to take responsibilities for his actions.
Right.
You know, if bad stuff happens, bad stuff happens, and you got to learn it. But on the other hand, if he doesn't get up and get his ass out the door to go to his final exams, he's not going to graduate.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I mean, is that a problem? Is he not?
Well, there's a problem with him getting up in the morning.
Mm. There's still?
Yeah, there's not a problem with him as far as his brain operates and getting great grades and everything. The problem is he has a problem getting up in the morning, and I thought that once he was, I thought back when he was 16, when he started to drive himself, that this would no longer be a problem, that we would be freed from the shackles of having to get up and base our entire lives around making sure that he's up. So my wife does a lot of this stuff.
I don't think that's abnormal for high school students.
No, very normal. Very
in
normal.
My house, I remember my mom yelling for me every morning.
A lot of times, I get the luxury of sleeping until 7 a.m. because my wife will get up to make sure that he's out the door to get on with his day. Well, now, he's a senior, and all he has now are these exams, these AP exams. He's taking advanced classes, and this morning was one that he wanted to get up at 6:30.
Right.
So I said, no problem. Well, now he's also 18. Yeah. He wanted to go out last night with his friends. He was going to, and I know what's happening. When he says, I'm going to be over at so-and-so's house, and we're going to be studying.
Right.
We're going to be studying from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until whenever I get home at night. Well, I know, you know,
they're
whatever.
Studying a movie or something.
Yeah, whatever. But he's 18. I can't stop him. But I also can't go to bed at night before he gets home.
And what time did he rally last night?
Well, he got in about 11 o'clock. And I was, you know, I was just biting my tongue not to lecture him, saying, you know, you have a very important exam tomorrow. Do you really think that you should have stopped at the mall on the way home to buy a shirt or whatever it is that he bought? He said, I got it under control. Will you please wake me up at 6:30? And I said, no problem. At 11 o'clock, I went in, and I'm laying in bed, and even with the TV on, and Frida's not there, so I got on as loud as I want. I'm still hearing him on the telephone all the way across the house. I'm hearing him on his phone going, yeah, then she said, and I said, oh, boy, but she doesn't know what that. So I yell out, hey, don't you think you should be hitting the sack? He goes, hey, Dad, I'm in bed. I said, yeah, but you're on the phone.
Right.
Dude.
Had to be talking to a woman.
Dude, I know, he's on his girlfriend. Dude, you're on the phone. Get off the phone. So I'm waiting for that to stop, and that subsides, and then I'm sneaking around to make sure that his light is turned off.
Right.
So finally at 11:45, I go, okay, house under control, I'm going to get about 7 hours sleep, I can deal with this. I lay down, I sleep, 12:22, phone rings. It's for him. It's for him.
Wow.
At 12:42?
12:22.
Still.
12:22. Phone's for him.
Oh.
Phone's for him. Now, you know, it's not him. It's whoever it was.
Is it his line?
Well, it was. He doesn't have a line.
He used to have a line.
Well, his line is the fax machine.
All right.
Which is not in his bedroom. In his bedroom, he just has the regular house phone.
Somebody's right, you know? Calling your house at 12:40. Did you yell?
Well, I got up and I said, what the F is going on? And he said, hey, I don't know, Dad. I don't know. It was a wrong number.
Wrong number asking for your son?
Well, no. When I picked it up, he had already jumped on the telephone and had taken care of whatever was going on. And at that point, you know, at 12:22 a.m., I thought, I'm not going to go through the whole Star 69 thing. I'm not going to go in there and wake him up. So I figured, now, well, it's 12:30. I get 6 hours of sleep, but it'll be worth it because I'm going to be a good dad and get up in the morning. So I get up at 6:20.
Right.
Have a nice growler, wash my face, brush my teeth, go in and I say, hey, good morning, 6:30, time to attack the day. You wanted to be out the door at 7? Let's go. And he goes, okay, Dad. I go down, I let the dogs out, looking at my watch, 6:40. I go back upstairs. He is absolutely flat out asleep.
Unconscious.
I go, yo, get up. You have a test today. Get up. And he actually, the second time, he actually sits up and he goes, oh, I'm awake. I'm awake. I said, good, because I didn't get to bed till 12:22 last night, and it's now 6:40. Get up. You know, thinking the whole time that what I really want to do is just let him sleep through this exam to teach him a lesson.
Right.
But the truth is that I'll be the one that pays.
That's right.
Because if he sleeps through the exam,
he won't graduate.
He won't graduate.
You'll have him as a guest all next year.
Yeah. So I go back downstairs again, and I start making the coffee, and by now it's 10 till 7, and I'm out of my mind. I go up, and I am ready to kick some ass when I get upstairs. And I go up, and I see he's not in the bed.
Ah.
He's not in the bed.
Excellent.
I go, hey, where are you? He goes, I'm taking a dump. And I said, when you get up 20 minutes late, you're not allowed the luxury of sitting on the commode and reading the newspaper. When you get up 20 minutes late, when your dad has gotten up at 6:30 to get you up, because you can't wake up with a standard alarm clock,
right?
Because you got to physically have someone standing over you and yelling at you to get up. You don't have the luxury of reading the newspaper or a magazine or GamePro or FHM or Maxim or whatever it is that you're reading in your bathroom. Just drop it. Just drop the BM, get dressed, and get out of here.
Move it!
And finally, at 7:02, he left the house. I'm assuming driving like a maniac to make it to school by 7:30 to take this test.
And the test was actually at 7:30?
Well, see, I only get the facts.
Or was he doing a little cramming before the
as
test?
As they're giving to me. I was just told I've got to be there at 7:30, and I've got to get up at 6:30. This is what
I've heard. Gotten a report on how everything went?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
He said the test was a killer.
Really?
Yeah. Said the test was a killer. So I'm just biding my time and just saying, you know.
These are advanced classes, though, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if he was taking the
he's a smart kid.
The just get by classes, he'd have no problem.
He's a smart kid, but that, you know, listen, that's the penalty you get for being a smart kid. You're a smart kid. You take these AP classes.
What does AP mean?
Advanced
placement.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Did you take some of those, Rob?
Rob probably has got his picture on there for AP. You're the poster boy for that, aren't you, Brains?
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what he's doing. And I was just in a foul mood most of the morning. And my wife called me at about 7. She was still up in Ocean City. She said, you know, she was happy, of course, because she hadn't been through this. She'd only been through my brother-in-law's quadruple bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She picks up and she goes, hi, good morning. I go, I cannot wait for this kid to be out of the house. And then I realized, wait a minute, hold on.
She's got her own thing.
Yeah, and, you know, back on it, well, we're not going to have much longer with this, and when he goes to college, I guess he's going to have a friend that's going to have to get him out of bed in the morning, and that's how my day started.
Yeah.
So, hi, and we're counting the days now.
I'll bet.
He has one more exam on Monday, and then he's done. And,
really, that's it.
And, you know, unless he totally...
Then it's cruising time?
Unless he has screwed the pooch, he will be graduating on June 6th, and I guess...
Well, one test won't keep him from graduating, right?
Mike, I don't know. I know every test is important.
It's a final.
Especially at the very end when it counts up to some ridiculous percentage of his grade.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that these are the big ones.
Yeah.
These are the ones
the biggies.
That it, you know, and I've gone past lecturing him. He's heard the lectures so many times about, you know, when I was in school, I had a 4.0 grade average. You know why I did? Because I was motivated. You know why? Because I had enough credits to graduate high school when I was 15 and a half. You know why? Because I wanted to get out of high school, because I wanted to go out and work in the world.
Right.
What, you know, and he's heard this a million, thousand, zillion, billion times. It's
right.
Wasted on him. I've given him every lecture in the world, the lecture about, don't you have the internal clock that I have that tells you it's time to get up when you got to do something?
Not at that age.
Don't you have, well, I had it at that age.
Really?
But
oh, really?
I did, but maybe it's just because I had such crappy parents that
maybe
I had.
That
I had
it.
To be yelled at to get up.
Me too.
And you know, and then I go through the whole thing with the job, which is still, you know, not happening, and he's, God love him. You know, I'll say this for him. Not only is he a bright kid, and obviously I love him, so understand where I'm coming from on this. I'm just venting a little bit.
Of course.
I love him more than life itself, but he's going to be a success in the business world, and I'll tell you why. He's got two things going for him. First, he's incredibly smart, and second, he has already learned how to manipulate the system. For instance, we've said to him, no more money. We said this a couple of months ago. No more money. You know, you've stopped working your part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
No more money. And if that means you don't have money to go out with, you just don't go out because you got to get a job. This is what everybody does. You want money, you got to get a job. Well, he found a way around it. He'll like say, I'm going out with my girlfriend tonight. I go, really, where are you going? He says, we're going down to Bethesda. We're going to the Cheesecake Factory for dinner.
Mm, nice.
And, my head actually swivels around. Sure. And I go, wait, hold on.
Expensive restaurant.
How are you managing this? And he says, she pays.
Oh, my God.
She pays.
She pays. And I said, well, why is that? And then I get the big thing where he says, well, her dad just gives her a credit card. Excuse me. Maybe, I said, maybe it's different with girls and boys.
Probably a little bit.
I don't know, but, you
got to have that credit card for emergencies.
He had a credit card for emergencies until we went through the bill and found, like, all these ridiculous $1.19 charges at 7-Eleven.
He told us that. He was charging like a Slurpee or something.
Yeah, he'd stop and get a Slurpee or a Big Gulp or something and just charge it. And it's not just him. It's the whole situation, the way it's set up. I've been in 7-Eleven. I see they got the credit card thing right there, right up front. It's just as easy as using cash. So we had to take the credit card away and said, we gave this to you for emergencies. And he says, I've only used it for emergencies.
It's an emergency. I'm starving.
And then we go through the bill and we say, well, hold on. 7-Eleven, Freshfields, whatever, it's Jerry's Pizza and Subs, all this stuff. You can charge anywhere now.
Sure,
all the places that you used to have to use cash, you can charge now.
You charge it.
So anyway, I don't doubt the fact that even though, in my opinion, I don't think he studied enough for this test, he's smart enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he overslept, I'm sure he made it to school on time,
right?
And because he's got this incredible built-in rabbit's foot, I'm sure that he'll not only do well on the test, he'll ace the test, and somehow it'll end up being an added bonus for him, because there's something like, because I got the highest grade in the class, the teacher gave me $100 or something ridiculous.
Is
like
he
that.
Like Ryan Seacrest, where he's got the fairy dust sprinkled all over him?
He does.
Wow.
He is living the charmed life, and we are. I mean,
He is really, if somebody asked me in my lifetime what one of my happiest periods of time, as soon as those finals are over, that is without question one of the happiest times in a person's life. At least that's the way I remember it. When you're done with your work and you have that last part of high school, it's really, I remember my friends from high school better than I remember some of my friends from college. I mean, it's really just that much fun.
Well, and I've tried to, he's just... He's tired of hearing me lecture him. It just doesn't work. Like a couple of nights ago, he comes down and it's and like 8:15 or something, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sitting at my desk with like a million papers." I go, "I'm working. You see, I'm working now on the show for tomorrow because that's the way my mind works. I've already got pretty much an idea what we're going to do, but I like to make nice these things on construction paper with markers and everything and write down notes and stuff. And I said, this is how my brain is wired, that I think 2 or 3 days ahead and I can't relax, I can't enjoy myself unless I know the work has already been done.
Right. And you're pretty much 24/7. Unless you're sleeping, You're always thinking about the show.
Oh. But it, generally speaking, and keep in mind, I'm a very lazy man. But if I'm given a task to do, I do the task before I enjoy myself because it's like a dark cloud that's hanging over me. Mm-hmm. But he's not gotten that, and Frida tries to tell me that she's like he is, and I say, well, that's great, but except for the fact that he looks just like me, which incidentally is a bonus for him. That's really going to pay off in college. Except for that, what are the parts of me that have rubbed off on him? Well, okay, he's gotten in a few accidents, so maybe he's inherited.
Where'd he get that from?
My driving gene. But beyond that, he's just smart as a whip. I'm just as dumb as the day is long.
But he's got street smart, too, and he got that from you.
He catches every lucky break in the world. He manages to manipulate. Well, no, I guess he did get a lot from me.
Yeah.
anyway, it was just frustrating.
You never manipulated the system.
Not me.
No, not you.
Not me, Mike. I play it fair and square.
Neither you nor I. We never manipulate.
Just by the rules. Yep. That's my motto.
Me too.
Yeah, I bet you're an old softy. I bet you're going to get choked up when he's getting that diploma. I bet you are.
Oh, I will. Absolutely, I will. I get choked up all the time.
I get choked up when I go to the things for my kids, and they're 7 and 5, and I see him talking about the upperclassmen. I mean, it's a very emotional situation. It really is.
So anyway, I wish that that's one of the times I wish Mommy was there to help out.
Sure.
Because, I realize when she's not there that even though I'm involved, she really runs that thing every day. and that when I get up at 7, if he's not up by 7, I'm always the last resort. If you don't get up soon, Dad's going to be up. And when Dad gets up, you're not going to want to be around when Dad gets up. So he's managed to work it so by the time I'm up, he's out.
Don't think that he's unusual for a kid that age.
No, I mean, really.
I remember, that was my time in life when I did most of my sleeping in. And I think that, it stays with you through college, except I talk about the one roommate I had, Mike Chacho, who used to say, all you need is 8 hours. Well, no, when you're a freshman, sophomore in college, you need about 15 hours.
if you
end your morning at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, do the math.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah.
He's sat through this lecture countless times. Gee, Bart, it seems when you're doing something you like doing, then you can get up very early in the morning and you have the energy to do it. But if it's something you don't want to do, well, those are the days that you're too tired and you're sleeping. And I know after a while, everything that I'm saying to him sounds like the Charlie Brown teacher.
And that doesn't change either. When you get to be an adult, you're the same way.
Do that Charlie Brown thing. That. Yeah, right. I'm giving in the lecture saying. I had my first job when I was 12. You really? Do you know that I faked a work permit so I could go work at Baker's? You know that my dad would buy me a block and I'd go out and get a job for it. And then, when I was at his school this weekend doing that volunteer stuff at the Azalea Festival,
right.
I get even more mad, and not at him, when I pull into the parking lot and I see all of the cars that the other kids have.
Mm-hmm.
When I see a kid driving a car nicer than the car that I'm driving,
I see that at my kid's school too.
Yeah, right.
See, because my kids, they're in kindergarten and second grade, and it goes all the way up to high school. Wow. And it is there's just a little
anyway.
Something sticks in my craw when I see him coming in a someone Beamer.
I love him, he's the greatest, and I just pray that...
You had a rough morning, didn't you?
Everything's okay. Yeah.
Welcome.
I got to have my 8 hours.
Welcome to the Haven.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Bruce here. When did he move upstairs? I thought his bedroom was in the basement.
Well, that all changed when my father-in-law passed away. When the basement became Grandma's bedroom again.
Well, what about the extension to your house? Did it ever get finished?
Oh no, you're talking about the beach place.
I thought you were. I thought maybe I'm wrong, but I thought it's your residence. Your wife was having to.
Yeah, all she did was just basically tear down trees and put down more asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did.
Hey. What the helipad went in early last year.
There's no extension made. We're living in the same house, and he's up on the same floor as us.
The additions were a little asphalt, a helipad, and a sauna.
Yeah, come on.
Sauna.
You're kidding, because there's no sauna there. No, there's a helipad.
There's a helipad that is just beautiful. But, hey, you can see you play basketball on it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
I love you guys. And, Don, I wish I had parents as great as you are. I just love you guys.
We're really not very good at it.
I think you are.
You know what? Fred and I have had this discussion that it's too bad we didn't have two. Because when we talk, or more than that, because when we talk to other parents, they say, by the time you had the second one, you realize everything you did with the first one, and you go, the second one, you know what? Do what you want.
Right.
I'm sure you've asked Bart this, but what's he going to do when he gets to Clemson?
I don't. That's. Let me put him on the spot. Let me give him a call and see if he's.
It's a good idea.
Interesting question. I had a girl who used to call me. I was unwakeable. My dad used to pound on the wall, but I had a girl he used to call.
And Buzz, the same thing will happen. Yeah. The phone, the fax machine is in another room. Right. If he hears that, that's like a dog hearing a high-pitched whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He'll jump up and go and out of a dead sleep to pick that phone up.
Interesting.
Hello?
If it's the GP, the gal pal. Hey, bud.
What?
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm just commenting on how I was talking about getting you up this morning, and how sometimes if the fax phone rings, even in a dead sleep, I notice that you'll wake up and you'll manage to raft yourself out of bed to answer that phone.
And a listener called in and was curious as to what you're going to do when you go to college.
When you go to college,
yeah.
What are you going to do about getting up on time for your classes when you go to college, when you don't have mom or I to come in and yell at you every 10 minutes, get up?
I did put it in for a neat roommate, so hopefully.
So hopefully you're going to count on your roommate to wake you up?
Yeah.
But what if you get a roommate? What if you get someone in your room who is just like you?
Well, I figure I can get through the first year.
Did you say you put in for a neat roommate? You can actually request a roommate?
No. It's like, what kind of roommate would you want?
But you're
for a neat one.
But you're a slob.
I didn't have that.
That's why he needs the neat roommate. He needs
a good
roommate.
If I had a slob roommate, then yeah. It'd be horrible.
Then forget about it.
Well, you fill out a form and say,
like, it's like different things, you know, requests like smoker, non-smoking, early riser, late riser.
Right.
And I don't think they really use it that much.
Now, Bart, did you put down on your application, did you put messy?
For me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So you're honest about that.
Yeah.
That's another great thing that I hate being put in this position, where I go in his room and I just, like when Frida's not around, when she's out of town and I gotta do the laundry, and I just go into his room and I just, all over, every nook and cranny of the room, I'm picking up like a sock, there's a sock downstairs, it's like, he disrobes as he's walking upstairs, it's like, I'll take my sock off here in the kitchen, I'll take the other sock off in the living room, I'll take my shorts off as I'm going up the stairs, I'll take my t-shirt off as I'm walking through the entrance to my bedroom, and I just walk around with a job that I guess my wife does all the time, just following the trail of dirty laundry around the house.
You know, you're breaking into that thing about the house running so well. It's sounding as though it's finally getting to you.
Well, today it was just the combination of the late night last night and the early morning this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that call at 12.
It wasn't too late of a night last night.
Oh, it was 11 o'clock.
I was home at 10:30.
No. But, Barty, I got, it was more like 10:50.
That I'm sure it was not.
I'm sure it was. Are we agreed that the phone rang at 12:22 a.m.?
No.
What time did the phone ring?
11:10.
Then I must have missed...
11:10, because then I came in before Letterman was on and said, I'm off the phone, I'm going to sleep now.
No. I'm not talking about when I yelled at you about being on the telephone. I'm talking about after we had both gone to sleep, when the phone rang.
The phone rang?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember the phone ringing?
Did I pick it up?
I believe you did. And I... Don't you remember I said, who's calling? And you said... Hang up! And you didn't say, like, hang up like I should hang up. You said it was a hang up.
Yeah, it was at 12:22. I don't know what time, but... Yeah, it was a hang
up. Okay, he sounds a little like Chris Farley. There.
Yeah, a little bit.
9 or 3.
Dad, it was a hang up call.
Is that in your walkie-talkie? All right, bud.
No, Bob, you're getting angry at me for somebody who called with the wrong number?
No, I'm not angry at all. I ask anybody. Said the whole time I've been talking.
I'm just saying, you're blaming the late call on me. They hung up.
Well, I'm guessing it was for you. I mean, who else would call for us? Well,
how many more exams do you have?
Wait.
He's so much like you. He's gotta finish the debate.
I'm confused because they called at a late hour or whatever, and I was like, it's a hang-up call, and then I hung up a phone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey, Bart, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many more finals do you have?
One more AP exam.
One more. Here's some advice from Uncle Mike, and because I remember this time of year, this time in my life, as being the best, and just enjoy yourself after it's all done and have a great time, because it's the best times in your life.
Hey.
What?
Don't tell him that because he's not past Monday yet.
Well, no, I mean after the exams, of course.
Right. We got to keep the pressure on until Monday.
Hey, Bart, this is Uncle Mike. Retract that. You put your nose to the grindstone. You can't have a good time until those exams are taken. Do you understand me, mister?
Right.
Right.
Okay, bud.
Well done.
And the one today, we think you did okay on that one. It was a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very tough. But, you know, I ask him, I say, did you try your hardest? Did you study your hardest?
Yeah.
And if I get the answer yes, and that's...
You can't tell with a test. You never know.
It's good enough for me. He just said it was a real hellacious test.
Mm. And sometimes when you say that, the results are pretty good.
Yeah. A very tough exam. All right, bud.
Okay.
Well, so you got now 2 or 3 days off. You're going to be studying for this finally? Because you know I'm going to be going to Iceland tomorrow with the guys.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be studying over the weekend.
All right, that's my guy. Okay. And don't forget Mom Day.
Right.
All right. Oh, I forgot. You got that under control already.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's my guy. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Much love.
Adios.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, as a casual observer,
yeah.
You need her back. I hate to tell this, but I...
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
You need her back now.
You're preaching to the choir.
It's finally worn out the welcome there. But you know what? He's almost out of the house. So, I mean, think of all the great times when you said, hey, this runs like a well-oiled machine. It finally got to you today.
Now, listen, here's why it runs. It runs like a well-oiled machine when there's nothing that has to be done.
Right. Yeah,
when it's just he and I, and I just focus.
Well, it's not really he and I; it's two yous. Let's be honest.
when it's just us, and all I have to focus on is picking up the clothes or whatever. That's not a hassle.
Right.
The hassle is having to wake him up and the responsibility of the test and just
the pressure.
Just enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And then whatever anybody who's a parent knows, it's. It's not his responsibility. It's his and your responsibility, and that's the way it is.
And that's
I didn't know that when I signed up to be a dad. That's the way it kind of works. That it's like the schoolwork part. You know, the whole school experience.
Yeah,
well, that's as much you as it is him.
Tell me, I've been through it with him.
Hey,
every step. So anyway, yeah, Frida, I know you're on your way back home right now. Drive faster. please drive faster. And I didn't have a chance to pick up the dry cleaning today either.
Oh, dear.
I didn't have a chance to go to the drugstore either. Right. All the chores I was supposed to do for her, I didn't get to. So let's break. Let me thank you for that.
When we come back, I want to tell you about a particular honor that has been bestowed upon me that I'm very thrilled about.
Well, we got Mr. Skin coming up.
You want me to tell you now?
Yes, tell me real quick. The honor. Yes, please.
The
please
honor
do.
Is, I will be in the Noakesville, Virginia Day Parade. I will be in the parade with my daughters, who will be throwing out candy and frisbee.
What is the Noakesville Parade?
Noakesville Day is... on May 17th, it's this wonderful day where you have all the stuff you have at one of those little carnival type of atmospheres. There's a parade, and then I will be judging
another parade.
I will be judging the Noakesville Day Idol contest, which is
like an American Idol.
American Idol. Wow. I will be judging that with Congressman Tom Davis. I will be judging that with my daughters, with me, of course, and they'll be helping me. You know, did you like her? And did you like him? And that type of thing. So I'm honored to be because I said at the Apple Blossom, since I didn't get into that parade.
Right,
the guy called, Jim from Noakesville, called, he's president of the business association out there, and asked me to be in it, and I'm very, very excited to be in it.
You know, I was going to mention to you that when I was watching a Letterman from last week that I had TiVo'd, Paul Schaefer held up a picture from the newspaper.
Right.
The stuff you were talking about.
Martin
Short's daughter being crowned.
And that was him crowning her,
yeah,
right?
The queen, because Martin Short was busy doing something, and he was doing that, and I was saying... Mike was there,
right?
My TV, and then.
Well, I was late to the party for the Apple Blossom Festival, but I am cutting edge. I am riding that wave at Noakesville Day.
So it's
very exciting about
May 17th.
May 17th, I think the parade starts at 9 a.m. It's not the same scale of the Apple Blossom Festival, but
hey,
you know what my daughters want to do? They want to throw candy out in a parade, and they got their wish. So that's
that
what I'm
tells
doing
me
it.
That wow. Someday they will be Mardi Gras chicks.
Yeah.
Someday.
What?
Someday they'll be Mardi Gras chicks.
You know what? Watch it, you. Watch it right there. No, we're going to end this conversation. No, they're enjoying the, just throwing the candy out.
You start with throwing
candy. All right, hey.
And then you end up.
Hey.
Hey. Listen, like I'm facing with my son.
Right.
He's an adult now.
Yep. Right.
You know, what is it, 12, 13 years, your daughters will be adults.
Yes, yes.
And they will...
Okay.
Okay.
That's quite enough of that.
Okay.
That is quite enough of that right there, Mr. Man.
Can I just say?
Can you just say what? You mind your P's and Q's.
Show me your teeth.
No, you stop. Oh, yeah, all right. Okay, fine. Do you know what? All right.
You know, I'm just busting your balls.
All right, don't bust my balls. It's going to be a nice day with my daughters.
Okay, I know it is.
Yeah, all right.
And I swear to God, for that.
Just remember, when it comes to your son and my daughter, I'm just like you. Remember that, okay, pal?
Okay, well, if you want to talk about my son going to Mardi Gras.
No, remember that one thing when I was saying what went on down in the basement? You said, hey, like
oh,
that.
Oh, all right.
Right, okay?
Right.
Okay, same thing.
Well...
Yes, it's the same thing.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Okay.
But But he wasn't 5 or 6.
I know. I know. It's but it's.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
It's even worse.
I won't say those things about your daughters when they're like.
I don't want
actually old enough to go to New Orleans and
do
that.
Take one tiny little rule. You won't say that thing about my daughters ever.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I just think that taking them and getting them involved in throwing candy is. Right.
You're saying maybe I should go? No, I shouldn't. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop this string of robberies.
I'm just busting your
You
ball.
Are. You are. Remember, single dad. You got to give me. A little,
I know.
Give me a little. Give me a little break. You know.
And you're doing great. And that is no BS.
You know. And he got me involved in this thing because of my daughters. That's a. That's the quickest way. You want to get me to do something? You know, make it fun for my kids, and I will be there. I told him that. I said, you know, anything. You know, that's it. Because we're always. Looking for something to do. It's always that kind of thing.
It's an honor and it's a privilege. Now, will you have some kind of a crown or anything to wear?
I don't think I'm going to be... I think I'm going to be part of a large group. I don't think there's going to be anything saying that I'm in the parade or anything like that.
Oh, no. You know, listen.
No, I'm just part of...
Want me to comment on your daughters, but I'm going to comment on this. You must have your own vehicle.
No.
That must have its own placard.
Mm-hmm.
That says, you know, radio's number one mimic,
mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara, man,
you know what I want
man of thousands of voices.
Here's the deal. Next year, if they want me in that Apple Blossom Parade, this is my idea, because behind the horses, they have the guys that the kids, mostly young kids, that have the shovels and they shovel up the poo.
Oh, yeah.
And what I want to do is I want to have one of those wheel. Instead, they all go by. All the people, the celebrities, have these cars, these convertibles with the big like printed up placards.
That's what I'm thinking for you.
Well, what I'm thinking of, I'll have one of the big printed up placards, but you put it on the wheelbarrow. And I'll just carry the shovel. I'd love to do that.
So you would scoop poop?
Yeah, unless my daughters were involved and wanted to ride in the parade, then I want a car.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Or I want a car for them.
Yeah.
A car for them, and then I'd be a car, maybe them, horses, and then me.
So what does the placard say? Mike O'Mara's children, and then behind it?
No, I wouldn't want them to be identified.
No.
I'd just like to have them. All they care about is riding and, you know, throwing the candy. But I'd be behind the horses shoveling poo. If you say one more thing about Mardi Gras.
I'm not.
I'm coming over there.
I'm not.
Did I say? You had
did I say?
Work with a guy for 2 decades.
Did I say it?
You know how to read the eyes.
I was thinking. I didn't
say it. Stop it. And if one caller, I swear to God, I'm getting caller ID and coming to their house.
No. We're going to clear the lines. Get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. Okay? $1,000.
$1,000.
Secret sound.
The easiest secret sound ever.
No, this one's impossible. Good luck cracking this one. Call 100 right now and then... Jim Skin. Oh, and today, Joe Ardinger's mom on the show as well.
She's agreed to come on?
Yeah, we're jam-packed today. We'll be right back. Call now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, Don, I was talking to my dog, Colonel Kling, today. You know, my beautiful German Shepherd?
The one that can talk.
And he said, first off, can you help me scratch this itch behind my ear?
He loves that fuzz.
It's killing me. Mm-hmm. And then he said, you got to tell your listeners today to take the Purina One 30-day performance challenge with your pet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not telling you that your dog will be able to talk necessarily.
Yes, we are.
Well, all right. Clink started talking after he ate that dog food.
And then he said your dog can dial 1-888-606-BARK for details, and you get a free 8-pound bag of Purina One puppy or adult dog formula.
And he does math. This dog does math at a 10th grade level.
Listen, since Clink has been eating Purina One, he has been shinier, he has been smarter,
mm-hmm.
His stools have been firmer, they are a thing of beauty.
Absolutely.
And when he goes on the web, I'll tell you what his favorite website is.
What is that?
www.purinaonechallenge.com.
What a dog.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show. Guilty of inciting happiness. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Guilty. All right, caller 100. There they are. Marvelous bunch of kids, the Touchtones. Time now for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, where are you from?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, VA. Joseph, here you go. You've got the, hold on, I got so many prize thingies here.
The special edition of Vivid Macho Movie 5-Pack with Reservoir Dogs, Maid, and Rambo II.
Nick.
Each special edition Vivid, loaded with hours of extra features, and that's from Artisan Home Entertainment. Plus, from your for your mamo, and incidentally, we've kicked in, Mike has kicked in the extra $5 to make this a $50 gift certificate.
Thanks, Mike.
$50 gift certificate to Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Hey!
Celebrate Mother's Day at Carrabba's. They open at 11 a.m. on Mamo's Day. Carrabba's, it's not your typical Italian.
Not at all.
Now let's play for $1,000 with the secret sound, the impossible secret sound that is not a briefcase, it is not a stapler, it is also not a can opening. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do, Rob, it has nothing to do with a can.
Hmm.
I'll give you another clue. It has nothing to do with vacuum sealing or vacuum packing.
Very good.
Play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Metallica.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Told you, it's not a can, not a bottle, it's not nothing to do with vacuum packing or vacuum sealing or anything like that.
It's here tonight, and tonight, take my hand off the never, never leave.
Yeah!
Well, there you go.
Yeah! There you go. The guy in Philly's happy now. He's happy now. Listen, for $1,000, what's the sound?
Well, Don and Mike, I think it is the release on a door that's being opened.
Okay.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, not even close. Thank you,
Rob. You're so gleeful.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
You're very welcome. Richmond, Virginia. I forgot we were on at Richmond, Virginia.
Like a screen door. You know that thing, that tube?
It has nothing to do with any kind of door.
Mm. Yeah, the vacuum in that. Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with any kind of door, and it has nothing to do with any kind of vacuum seal or vacuum anything.
Very good.
So I've told you all I'm going to tell you now.
That's good. That's a lot of information.
Yeah, I know. And Rob's he's already mad at me now that I told you all that stuff already.
Nothing to do with the door.
It's so impossible.
Yeah.
That he, Robbie, even if I said, hey, look, just look at me. Look at me. Even if I said, they'd still never get it. I won't, but even if I said that, they wouldn't get it.
They would.
It's an impossible one. No, they wouldn't.
They are the opponent.
That's going to be a clue.
They are the opponent.
Wow. Listen, here he is, everybody, the inventor of the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. Here at Jim McBride. You know him as Mr. Skin.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy. Let me see. Last weekend, you mentioned that there was a skin in the theaters. Was it in the Dustin Hoffman movie that there was skin?
Confidence?
Yeah.
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 Little skin, nothing great.
My Connie Hine, my wife, saw it, and she mentioned, she saw it a couple of nights ago, and she said, you know, that Mr. Skin was right.
Right.
That we go to movies all the time. It's very rare to see nudity. You can see the F-bomb occasionally, right. I guess it's okay to see guys blow each other up to smithereens, see guys' guts coming out, but you can't see a woman's rack or see a bush.
Yeah, we've tightened up on nudity, but violence, there's more than ever in the
film. And that's a U.S. phenomenon, by the way. In Europe, it's the complete opposite.
Hmm. Anyway, my wife said, you know, I was listening to Mr. Skin, and he was right, there was nudity, and it was nice to see nudity in a regular adult film.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm a little bummed, because this is the time of the year where I become rendered almost useless summer movies. It's really, I come on the air, I'll be, there was an underwear scene, but she was two blocks away. You know, this is not good. It's all PG-13 stuff, but we'll have some nuggets. There's actually some good skin that'll be coming up this summer, surprisingly. So.
Well, I know this weekend that ridiculous Eddie Murphy, you know, and to think that a guy who used to be, you know what Chris Rock is now, that's what Eddie Murphy used to be. Here's how, in my mind, the order goes. Richard Pryor.
Yep.
Was the king of as far as black comedians selling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor. Then you had Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Chris Rock and maybe, you know, Bernie Mac a little bit, but really Chris Rock's the man.
Chris Rock, though, with a tendency to pick the same
kind of scripts that Eddie Murphy. Well Eddie Murphy earlier in his film career did a little better with the script.
No, but Eddie Murphy has gone from Dr. Dolittle
to
this one now, Daddy Daycare.
Right.
Yeah. And
the day that Chris Rock makes Daddy Daycare is the day I'm writing a check out.
Yeah.
I just can't, you know, I can't picture Chris Rock ever doing something like that. And
you know what I see for Chris Rock, and I really do believe this. I think Chris Rock could go into dramatic films. I think he's got that kind of talent, and I think he'd be very, very good in a dramatic
role. Well, you should check out Dogma, which is like a half comedy, half serious movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of serious in Dogma.
Yeah. So, Jim, there's nothing in the theaters, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a PG movie. It's, you know, the name of the movie is Daddy Daycare. It's PG. I mean, you know, for me to go to the screening hoping to see a breastfeeding scene is stretching a little. So just absolutely nothing. So, of course, we have to shift focus to the DVDs, because there's always good stuff with
and
the DVDs.
PG is a rating that just irritates me.
Yeah.
PG means I'm probably not going to take my little kids to it, but the fact is, you know, and it's not going to be something that I'd want to go see on my own, because it's going to be so jive. So it's right in there in between. Who do they target with PG, really? I mean, do they target like
PG-13.
The 12-year-olds? Is that really what they're going for, or what?
Yeah, it's sad. And they actually have, like, you know, you got Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm in the movie, and
the fat guy, right?
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean, why are those dudes in PG movies? You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's go to the DVDs where we'll get some good TNA. And who's this first chick?
The movie, the very first one, new on DVD, they actually released a special edition of Sea of Love. Remember this movie from 1989?
Oh, yeah. The Al Pacino movie?
Yeah, Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin. And in Sea of Love, it's actually a real good movie. And the good news is there's tons of nudity. The bad news is the great scene 57 minutes in where Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin supposedly Ellen Barkin are going at it up against the wall in the bedroom. It is a body double. It is not Ellen Barkin. And there's a brief scene in the movie where you do see her butt in bed, but most of the nudity in this, and it is good nudity and sexy scenes, is done by a body double, which is unfortunate.
So, Jim, this one we're looking at now with Al Pacino with a naked woman up against the wall, this is not Ellen Barkin's body?
It is not. They did a good job because she looked, body-wise and hair-wise, looked very much like her, but it actually is not.
The reason, Mr. Skin, for the body doubles, is it the actress's preference to just say she's not really...
There's no one answer. It could be that sometimes that the shooting, they have to reshoot a scene and an actress is not available. Sometimes she just doesn't look good. You know, she's having a bad streak. She just decides, hey, I'm done doing nudity. I'll do this part, but you got to get me a body double. There's a lot of reasons.
Okay, all right.
But I would never let you guys down. And
we do have a follow-up mic where you do get to see, although it's... Wow.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. You will get teased in Sea of Love, but you will not get teased 2 years previous when she did a movie called Siesta.
Yeah.
It's an independent film, very strange movie. It's painful to watch, but the nudity in this is just phenomenal. And there's a scene where she's laying at the riverbank.
Wow, God.
Completely naked, it's almost like a gyno shot.
It's like all she needs is the stirrups.
Yep.
And I was going to ask you, why you supplied us with a picture of a body double, but now I understand, because as I look at the next set of photos, it's Ellen Barkin, and man,
yeah, it would be terrible if I came on, talked about Ellen Barkin and the nudity's a body double and moved on. I had to give you a Ellen Barkin fix.
Yeah. Wow.
And she is barking like a dog there. It's pretty good. It's a very, very, it's one of my favorites because it has all the elements. It's outside, so it's natural light, middle of the day, and it's a long scene. Plus, she has other great scenes in that movie, too, so that's not it. That's just like the highlight, so I wanted you to see that because that is it's one of the more graphic celebrity bush shots ever.
She looks to have a killer body. I mean, like really a working out type muscular body.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to someone about this. The 80s were her decade. She was in a bunch of cool movies, Diner, you know, she was in Sea of Love, and she was kind of hot there for a while, but she looked great, and her face is a little quirky, but she definitely has a great body.
Yeah, she got the skillet face, but I'm telling you, in this picture, I'm almost wanting to just hold it up so you, it looks like if you hold it the right way, you could just see right see right down the
turn
booty.
Your head.
That's giving you, she's not giving you any lip service, is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, all right, that's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, you got that. That's cool. So I want to point out, Sea of Love is body double, but if you want to see Ellen Barkin's best, Siesta from 1986 or 87.
Yeah. All right, good one. What's next?
Next is a movie out new on DVD called Dream with the Fishes. And now the tagline for this movie is an oddball odyssey about voyeurism, LSD, and nude bowling.
Huh.
So when I read that the first time, I thought, okay, I'm going to dig this movie. And even though David Arquette stars in it, it is still a good movie. And actually, the girl that gets naked in this, now I'm hoping you guys know her. If you don't, no big deal. Catherine Erbe, who you may know from the HBO series Oz. She played a death row prisoner. But Catherine Erbe has a real nice topless scene in this movie. A couple, one where David Arquette is spying on her, and she has some pretty interesting looking breasts.
Mike, hold on, Jim. Let me just bring Mike up to speed here, so you can know who it is.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of her from Oz. This is the girl.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he plays a great psycho.
And the pictures that Jim has from Oz, she's lifting up her shirt to show that she's wearing no panties.
Yeah, she's flashing some sunshine.
And as she appears, the garden does appear to need maybe a little trimming.
Yeah, that's okay with me though.
Hey, but she's got some killer jugs.
I love her breasts. They're I love them. They kind of have the mind of their own, where they, you know, they kind of each look a little different. You know, they're pointing in a little different direction. I like that.
She is a scary looking woman.
Sure, but you know what? She got some major areolas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She really does. And that name, Catherine Erbe, the last name sounds like Pig Latin, doesn't it? Erbe. Anyway, so...
Yeah, so good nudity and Dream with the Fishes, and for people that aren't quite sure, if you follow the show Oz, she was the death row prisoner who flashed some muffola from her prison cell, which was very graphic even for Oz. That was a really good...
So if you go to MrSkin.com, you type in the name Catherine Erbe, last name is spelled E-R-B-E, and you'll get to see her bottomless in Oz, which is where you'll recognize her from.
Right.
And then you go to this movie, Dream of the Fishes, and you get to see these. You're right, Jim. Those boobs have personality.
They do. They're, like, very unique. They're not your run-of-the-mill Hollywood breasts, and that's why I like them.
Lefty and righty, right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We got
she
one
brought a lefty out of the pen. But anyway, the last thing I wanted to mention is, do you guys remember the 1998 movie Meet Joe Black, starring Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, I'll tell you something sad. I've actually had to sit through that, but it's like 3.5 hours.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, my wife's got a thing for Brad Pitt, so we sat through that awful movie.
Well, the thing about it, the movie was terrible, but everyone remembers that saw this movie remembers the hot babe that plays the love interest, Claire Forlani.
Because
I get a lot of emails from guys saying, what's the story with that girl from Meet Joe Black, or who's the girl from Meet Joe Black? And she's from the UK. That made her kind of, that was her first really big American movie, and a lot of guys still know about her. Well, I wanted to just point out, the very first movie she was ever in is called CIA Trackdown from 1992. And in the movie, she not only has some great sex scenes, but she has a real nice skinny dip scene where she's topless in the water, and it's actually really nice. So all you guys
nice
that are
job.
Fans of hers, check this out. Now, this movie is not available in DVD here, but a skinsultant in a foreign country was able to track this DVD down. And
I put them every week.
But it picks up this week, and guys are digging it, so I wanted to point it out to you guys.
Skinsultant.
Would you have gotten that from someone wearing a SARS mask?
Yeah, no, it was, I think it was somewhere in Germany, but I don't complain, as long as it's American babes naked. See, that's funny. It's so many movies I have at the skin offices, like, it's in totally in German or Bulgarian, or, you know, we never really care much about what they're saying. We just care about the quality of the pics.
I'm just throwing this out there because you're who you are. Jim, we're going to Iceland. Do you know anything about Iceland or Iceland babes that have been in the movies? Or
yeah,
any?
The problem with those Iceland babes is their names have these funky syllables I can't even pronounce.
That's right.
It's like half the time guys can't even, we have them in our website, like we have babes from those weird Norwegian countries, but you can't. It's too hard to do them in the search because they have some, really funky names.
They do.
All right, Jim, let's get a couple of questions for you. Let's go here first. Hello, Ken. You're on with Mr. Skin.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I just wanted to point out, Catherine Erbe, she stars in Law and Order Criminal Intent with Vincent D'Onofrio on NBC. That, yes. A lot of people might know her from there more than maybe the Oz show.
Yeah, that's her current show right now, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Helper.
And that's on the website, too.
Doug, hello. You're on with Mr. Skin.
Hey, Mr. Skin. I had a question about Midge on That 70s Show. I wondered if she's ever done any nudity.
You talking Tanya Roberts?
She played the mother, Donna, of the girl. She's the next-door neighbor to the main character.
Yeah, that's Tanya Roberts. That's the girl from... she was one of the Charlie's Angels.
And she was also... Wasn't she Sheena, Queen of the Jungle?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she did. Right. Yeah, it was actually just called Sheena.
Sheena, right.
From 1984. But yeah, she did the movie Beastmaster, Sheena, Sins of Desire. She's been in a lot. One I really love is a hard to find movie called Almost Pregnant from 1992, in which she has some nice spanking scenes and some other great stuff. But yeah, she plays Midge. But a lot of guys would know her better as Julie from Charlie's Angels. So yes, Tanya Roberts has done a ton of great nudity.
All right, there's your answer. And let's do one more for Jim. Hi, Donna. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to my favorite skintellectual.
Are you skin-seer or are you just kidding?
Touché. Do you think Tina Fey is ever going to do nudity?
Didn't she just sign that new deal?
Yeah, no, she's going to sit behind that anchor desk for two more years. Yeah. Although, thank God Jimmy Fallon quit Saturday Night Live.
I think she really is skin-credible.
Yeah, I'd just be guessing. It seems like a lot of those Saturday Night Live people, they're in movies that seem to, boy, look at Eddie Murphy. It just seems like they do movies that don't have a ton of skin. But we'll see. I mean, we could always hope. But, yeah, she has done absolutely nothing. There is nothing out there, a bikini or anything, that I could point to in a movie from her.
Mm-hmm. She actually occasionally shows some nice cleavage on
Saturday. Yes, she does. And that's why guys are always emailing me asking when she's going to get naked. And it's tough to tell. Now that she signed that deal, we could guess it won't be for a while.
All right, one more call for Jim Skin. Here is Tom. Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Mr. Skin, real quick. Hey, is there any movie that little midget from The Practice is on? You know any of them?
Well, what do you mean the midget?
It's a guy.
Yeah, the midget from The Practice.
Are you talking about a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, the little short chick, the little lawyer.
Lara Flynn Boyle?
No, not Lara Flynn Boyle.
Do you know who he's talking about?
I don't watch The Practice.
No,
Buzz does.
Not anymore. No, I haven't watched it for a year.
Was there a little pixie-like woman on The Practice?
Not that I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa's there was.
Hold on, Lisa.
Are you talking about Marla Sokolov?
That's it.
Marla, yeah, she has not been nude, unfortunately.
She was on Full House.
Right. Okay. She's kind of young, too. She just has not been. She really hasn't been in many. I can't even think of one good R-rated movie she's been in. Her career has been mostly TV, so no nudity yet from that Marla Sokolov.
She's not a dwarf, though.
I didn't think of her as a midget, but okay.
Jim, is always great having you on. I think the highlight this week, and really, we're not overhyping this Ellen Barkin thing.
Going away, Ellen Barkin is the highlight of the week. There's that scene by the riverbank. Is amazing.
She's laying on a riverbank. She's totally naked, and she has her legs spread. She has one.
I recommend you put a doctor's mask on while you look at the scene.
She has one leg up in the air, and I mean, you get yourself a magnifying glass,
right?
And I guarantee you can count the hairs. The website is www.mrskin.com. We love it, Jim. We will see you next week.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, dude. Bye. Bye.
Terrific.
He's always my favorite guest.
Always something every week.
He's great.
I wondered about Tina Fey, too. I wonder what she's got underneath that blouse.
She just got such a good-looking face. She really does.
She sure does.
She's got that little scar with jazz character and everything. It's very, very cool.
I know the guy's a total dick, though. I'm glad that he quit the show. Yeah, good luck, Jimmy Fallon.
Did he quit?
Yeah, he quit Saturday Night Live because he thinks he could be a movie star.
Oh, really? Wow. Because I thought he was going to do it with her. That's
No, she re-upped for 2 years. And
as far as I'm concerned, didn't Dennis Miller do it solo? You could just have her.
Yeah, and maybe that's the reason he quit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because she got the big deal.
Yeah, right. Excellent.
Either way, Mad TV is still better.
Jimmy Fallon, who does that thing where it's like baby talk. You know the baby talk, which is totally phony? Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his band?
Oh,
he does,
yeah.
The Jimmy Fallon band?
Where he does knockoffs on other bands?
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I watch Mad TV.
Right, yeah.
Mike turned me on to Mad TV, and it's really... so much better. And when Mad TV's over, it ends right at midnight, right when Tina Fey comes on. So.
Mad TV, you know, is usually every single week you're going to get at least one very big laugh.
We got one more call about that chick from Oz. Hello, John.
Buddy.
Hey.
Hey, is Catherine Irby, was that Richard Dreyfuss' daughter in What About Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Yes. If you remember the scene, the great scene in What About Bob, where she goes out sailing with Bill Murray, and then Richard Dreyfuss gets pissed, and they come back by the boathouse, and Richard Dreyfuss has the puppets.
Right.
He has the puppet that looks like him, and he has the puppet that looks like her.
Right.
And she goes, Daddy, not here. And he goes, now I know we have problems. So, and he pulls out the puppet, and it looks like a little Richard Dreyfuss, and he goes, why won't you talk to me? And then on the other hand, he's got the puppet that looks like her. Yeah, that's her.
And don't they end up duct taping William... Bill Murray to the boat.
Yeah, and then he's going, I'm sailing!
I sailed!
I sailed! There's movie. Another great scene where he's eating shaken baked chicken, and he just is going,
at their kitchen table,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What About Bob is a great movie.
One of the better Bill Murray movies out there.
Right, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Got a break. Listen, Mamo's Day weekend coming up Sunday. Are you ready to meet Joe Ardinger's mother?
Wow!
You'll meet her next.
This is the Don and Mike Show. America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Well, Mamo's Day is this weekend.
Yes. It is indeed.
And, you know, I especially have a soft spot in my heart for this guy.
I know you do. He's like a second son to you.
No, he's not. He's nothing like a son to me, but he's the classic underachiever. And
he's like a baby brother.
There is... No, not that.
He's like...
He's like...
I'm out.
Okay, here's what it is. He's like a dog that you see on the side of the road, and you think that...
He's looking at me. Joe, don't look at me. What are you doing?
That poor dog, if you only... brought him into your world and fed him the right food. And,
right.
And maybe someday you'd throw that stick and he'd go and he'd bring it back to you.
He's like a dog that came from an abused family.
He is.
And I don't mean your family. I mean your radio family.
Yeah.
And you really were.
Wow. Cool. Joe used to work on another show with some guys that are buddies of ours and sports junkies. And
buddies of yours.
I used to... Yeah, not yours. I know that. Cause I used to listen every night.
They were pretty rough on old Joe.
It's like,
yeah.
The show would start at 7:05, and the first thing they do is start screaming at Joe about the music.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Joe had nothing to do with that. Joe just was a board op.
Right.
Anyway, we always got along real well with Joe. And
as Joe worked for us for a while, I began to soften my position on how abusive the junkies were to him. But then I've come back with Joe's various appearances on our show. I've gone hot and cold.
Yeah.
I was the biggest supporter of Joe when he came to work here. Then there was a period of time when I really thought we ought to not fire him, we ought to kill him. and then I've come back because of one thing, and that
Joe.
Is trick-or-treating for beer.
Yeah.
Brought me back to the Joe Arden
show. Yeah, and, you know, we got, you know, Stump the Joe, and Joe's got a unique way with our callers. And anyway, we're very fond of Joe, and he's the world's oldest phone screener. And now, as a part of our continuing tribute to Mother's Day...
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
It's time to bring Joe's mom onto the show. Let's say hi to Sue Ardinger. Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Sue.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Hi there. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Joe.
I don't know if you heard any of what we were saying, but we were very fond of your son.
Yes, I did hear. Yeah.
The first question I think that we've all been waiting to ask you is...
And this is the mother of all questions. Don said it in the hallway the other day.
Is Joe a disappointment?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No.
Really?
He's a real joy.
Even though he's the world's oldest phone screener?
Even that.
That's wonderful. Do you stay in constant contact with your boy, Joe?
Pretty much, yes.
Is he a good son?
Very good. Oh, listen, he just laid a floor for us.
Wow.
Did in our family. See?
Now, this is why we do this. He came out and he put down a floor for you?
Yes. Yes.
Did you really, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, don't you remember back in the day, Joe would paint it. Like Joe would like
general contracting.
Painted houses and painted rooms. Back when Joe worked on that other show,
right,
with the Junkies at one point, I talked to Joe about hiring him to come to my house to paint a couple of rooms.
I see. This I did not know. I am enlightened. I am illuminated on this subject, much like the listeners. I had no idea that Joe was a house painter as well.
No.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, and... How did you feel? This is a specific question, Sue, or Mrs. Ardinger.
Call me Sue.
All right, Sue, thank you. How did you feel when Joe came home with the Rolling Stones tattoo on his calf?
Oh, well, not too good, but
he
have
like
to kind of step on your feelings when you've got adult children.
Right. Yeah, it's 'cause it's their decision, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Has Joe told you some of the crazy things we've made him do on the show?
Yes.
Hmm. You know, Joe's. We found that Joe's real talent is going out, and we've had to train him over and over. But going out with a card to interview people on the street where he says he's working for CBS News.
We think he might have it just right, and he does a great job.
Yeah.
That's good.
What's the most embarrassing thing that Joe ever did growing up? Either embarrassing to you or embarrassing to him that you could maybe remember?
Or the family.
Or the family. Is there anything that really was, oh, my God, Joe, look what you've done? Anything like that that comes to mind?
Oh, well, no. There's a frightening one once.
When I'd love to hear that.
It disappeared overnight. This was right around high school graduation.
Oh, dear.
Time.
Really?
Disappeared overnight, and we were frantic and calling all his friends, and finally decided, well, this is a disappearance, and called the police.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, no.
Troubled Joe.
Mm-hmm. And the detectives were coming out, and I was scrambling around for a picture.
I hope they didn't look through his room.
Oh, yes.
No. And you were scrambling around for... When did Joe return, and what were the circumstances of
his disappearance? Well, he called, and he was in a police station downtown, he was going to take the bus home. And he had been in...
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
He had been in jail?
Joe, did you just remember this?
No, he wasn't in jail.
No, he wasn't in jail.
What was he doing in the police station, then?
He had run down there for safety. He and his friend had gone down in Georgetown, and the friend had let him out for some reason. And another gang of kids decided to approach him for his high school ring, you know, brand new flashy high school ring.
Right.
So he started running, found a police station.
Yo.
This was some ungodly time of the night, so they didn't call us until the morning.
So you ran, and what, did you spend the night at the police station, Joe?
Yeah, in the lobby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Until daybreak.
Wow. Really? Because, I mean, there was a gang of thugs that were going to roll you?
What
did
you ring?
Sue, now, who am I to say? I have an 18-year-old son, and I say this to him all the time, and he's recently heeded my advice, and I'm going to say it to you now. Please don't be offended, but don't you think our Joe really needs a haircut?
Yeah, I liked it when it was short and blonde.
Yeah, I think so. And he's been growing. Joe, when was the last time you had a haircut?
I can't even remember.
Wow.
I think it was right before I last went to L.A.
Man, maybe we should leave you in the police station lobby again.
Was Joe always as happy-go-lucky as he appears to be on our show?
Yes. That's we used to call him Jolly Joe.
Jolly, I think he got a new name now.
Yeah, Jolly Joe.
Jolly Joe.
Jolly Joe. You've never been married, have you, Joe?
Nope.
Have you ever been, concerned that Joe hasn't settled down yet and hasn't given you grandchildren?
No. Well, after a certain time, I expected it sometime in the 20s, the ages of the 20s. You know.
Right.
After that, I thought, oh well.
That's just the way he is.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes, you know.
But you never know, Mom.
I know. I never. That's what I said to my.
Yo, that's an interesting statement. Yes, any reason why you came out with that?
No, I mean, you know.
the current love interest, could this be a serious thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a girlfriend now, and we're pretty happy together. So,
right, okay. And we're going to hear her on the show sometime soon when we finally do Joe Ardinger Millionaire.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to send Joe out to a fancy restaurant one night with
right.
the tape recorder.
That's right. That'll be wonderful.
When Joe got this position on our show, Sue, I'm guessing it had to be his dream job. Can you tell me, has he ever come home and said wonderful things about either Mike or myself about how great it is to work on our show?
Yes, yes, he has, because I think the sports junkies were kind of a chore.
A little rough on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're rough on him, too. But only when he screws up. But he really generally, I think, does an adequate job.
Well, you know, besides laying the floor, and I asked what was the most embarrassing thing, and that was a great story. Yeah. Incidentally,
sorry, that wasn't really a great compliment that you do an adequate job.
But, you know, for Joe it is. And I'd like to ask Mrs. Ardinger, Sue, exactly what's one of the sweetest, nicest things that, or one of the best things about Joe, or one of the nicest things he's ever done? We asked you for something negative, an embarrassing moment. Now I'm going to ask you for something positive. I did this for Buzz yesterday. What's some of the nicer things that Joe has done over the years, if he has done any?
Well, one or two.
One or two.
Well, he has an elderly grandmother, my mother, who's 95 and who is infirm, really, in a nursing home.
Right.
So Don always brings her flowers.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, I like that.
Yeah.
The soft side of Joe Ardinger. I like that a lot.
You ever steal her meds?
No. Although I have a funny story about my mom.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Uh-oh.
My grandmother was on, what's that good stuff, Mom, that she was on?
Oh, I don't remember the name.
It wasn't?
Oh, it's the good stuff.
Something good.
Oh, Oxycontin.
Oh.
Well, and that's a pain reliever, right?
What is that?
That's one of the most stolen drugs on the market today.
Yeah, it's a pain
very
reliever?
Very popular, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my grandmother had been prescribed them, and she didn't like them because they, surprise, made her woozy.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
My mother said, so I just threw them out, and I was like, you're not supposed to throw those away.
Oh, my God.
Did you go through the garbage, Joe?
Oh, no, no.
Joe's out in the dumpster, ma'am.
I'll be very honest with you. Joe always has a place on our show, and I told him this from the first day we hired him. No matter what happens, he's got a job with us.
Oh,
but
great.
I believe Joe's at the ceiling where he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot advance any further in the food chain than he has advanced. But being as, you know, as long as I'm here and Mike's here, he's
right.
guaranteed to have a job for
sure.
5 more years. How old are you now, Joe?
I'll be 39 in a couple of weeks.
How would you feel in 5 years when our contract is up if Joe is a 44-year-old phone screener?
I'd have to say it was up to him.
Up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And second unflappable mom we've got.
Are you also aware of the incredible amount of pressure that Joe's under, that occasionally sometimes he comes here in the studio and unleashes words that God-fearing people
mm-hmm.
would never utter? It's like the devil takes over him.
He doesn't use that potty mouth around the house, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, good for him.
Joe, what are some of the things that people do that set you off? Do you ever tell your mom how mad you get at people at work? The callers?
Yeah. Oh, the callers?
Yeah.
I don't really let the callers affect me when I go home.
But do you ever tell your mom, like, what about the other day when you came running in here and you came screaming that the mother of all bad words?
Well, yeah, I mean, people call, and when they call in their cars, it sounds like they've got their radio on, they've got their head out the window, and their phone out even further, and they expect to get on the show.
Right.
And I say Don and Mike's show, and they don't even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's frustrating.
And what are you doing for your mom for Mother's Day?
I don't know, Ma, what are we doing? Suppose we're going to come over.
Well,
barbecue.
That's the thing they're doing for mothers, not having me cook the Mother's Day dinner.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
So as long as Mom doesn't have to cook and do all that. And if you could find one word that would describe your son, Joe, Sue, what would that word be?
Well, lovable.
Lovable. Yeah. I agree.
We agree.
I agree with that.
Amen.
I have two that I use all the time. And they, they're not the ones you think.
Right.
Sweet.
Well, sweet.
Yeah. I think you can like that. And I even say this behind your back.
Is the second word hyphenated?
Yes, sweet, doughy-headed Joe. Very, very often, Rob and I will say, "Where's sweet, doughy-headed Joe?"
And I like that. I like that flowers to the 95-year-old grandmother story. That's that's a good guy. I like it. He's gone up in my book.
So the word embarrassment. If I was going to do word association, that never comes up. Where you say Joe, embarrassment never enters the picture.
No.
That's great. That, you know, I'm glad we got a chance to clear that up.
And
why does he embarrass you all?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the gig.
He's a constant embarrassment. Ma'am, would you be offended if Mike and I sent you a pajamagram for Mother's Day? They're a client on the show, and we can send you some free PJs.
Oh, great.
All right, she'd like that.
Sure. Sue, do you wish Joe went to church more?
Yes.
Joe?
I think there's a good fellowship there.
Yeah, Joe, is there anything you'd like to...
Joe, there's a good fellowship there, Joe. Yes.
Remember what you told me, Mom. In life, I don't ever have to do something I don't want to do.
Wow. I think that accounts for a lot of
them. No, I don't think I told you that.
what are your hopes... Last question. Your hopes and dreams for Joe...
Yes.
As he crests 40 and slides down the bottom 10, 15, 20 years of his life.
Right.
What are your hopes, your dreams?
Well, you will like what I have to say.
Go ahead.
Well, I think my hopes and dreams are that he'd get a raise.
Did he get a raise?
She has been brief.
Yes, she has.
I'm not saying that's not...
I think that could happen.
Totally out of the... Keep in mind, though, the company he works for, you know, Mike and I don't pay him. He works for Infinity Broadcast.
He doesn't.
No.
And we... And trust me, if you knew every time that Mike and I have picked up the phone to talk to the corporate people to say, Joe Ardinger deserves a raise.
Please, give our most valued asset a slight increase in his quality of life.
That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, we have constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it falls on deaf ears, though.
It does. It does. And may for the next 5 years.
And frankly, ma'am, I think part of it is dress for success. you know, if you have anything to do with Joe's wardrobe...
Send him to work in a suit one day.
Yeah,
I have nothing. No, I don't anymore.
Yeah, you don't have any control.
Do you own a suit, Joe?
I do. My mom bought me a really nice one.
Why don't you wear that to work one day?
Oh, Jesus.
You gotta be kidding.
I love it.
Why don't you dress like Surf used to dress?
With the clogs?
Yeah, yes. You're going to just wear like the t-shirt.
Surf had like an Armani suit, a real nice suit.
A lot of them. Surf wore a lot of suits.
But I'm thinking of Joe. How about Joe just with a regular, the nice suit his mom bought him, a tie, maybe a bow tie. I like a nice Louis Farrakhan Pee Wee Herman
That'd
tie.
That'd be a fantastic look for Joe.
How about it, Joe?
Maybe.
Will you do it if your mom asks you?
Well, sure. She's my mom.
Okay. Sue, would you ask Joe to wear a suit one?
Yeah, I'll do it on the air with all the witnesses.
Yes, all right, very good. All right, then please, right now,
roll tape.
Ask Joe to wear a suit to work.
Joe, will you wear a suit to work, or how about a blazer and slacks?
A blazer.
There you go.
I have that.
Nice.
That's from your mom, Joe.
Mom. Will, Mom.
There you go.
Hey. And, fantastic.
And Mrs. Ardinger, as Joe mentioned, what I consider to be his unhealthy friendship with Buzz Burbank.
No. Yes.
Well, it's just our recommendation that you might want to suggest that he find some other friends. We just don't think it's really healthy.
Buzz isn't the best influence.
Okay. I don't know Buzz.
Buzz, say hi to Mrs. Ardinger.
Hello, Mrs. Ardinger.
Well, hello, Buzz.
That's a very lovely dress you're wearing.
Eddie Haskell.
That's Buzz.
Hello.
Ot, hey, and hey. it was a pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Ardinger. Sue, it was wonderful talking to you.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you both.
You're a very sweet lady, and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Joe's mom. Hey, Joe, nicely done.
Yeah, way to
go.
Hey,
Mom.
Yeah, did we tell you we treat your mom
Ma, I love you.
Treat your mom with kid gloves.
Way to go.
That's nice.
Very nice lady.
That's terrific. I like what you do for your grandmother. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I do it for both of them.
That's good.
Actually.
That's good. Nice.
But yeah, Grandma.
So, after all of that, I guess the one question we have is, when will you be wearing the slacks and blazer to work?
I don't know, but let me probably have to take it to the cleaner.
Is there a chance we could get the bow tie? Because the bow tie would really just make it.
Like a red bow tie?
Wear the bow tie.
Sure.
There okay. Right. Don't forget, your mom told you to, Joe.
I will do it.
Your mom told you to.
Your mom done fine. You call her and tell her that.
I will.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Joey.
Thanks, guys.
Very good.
Get out. There he is, everybody.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
That's right.
There he is.
You know, you can go.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
You can go to that line with moms, but then, you know, you just...
Joe.
It's a mom. You
That's
know
right.
what I mean? There's
That's
this...
Right.
There's this code,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Right. You can say, do you think your son is a disappointment? When
right.
we can all laugh, you know.
Right, exactly.
You wish he had a better, you know, but you just can't come out and say, have you ever had him tested?
No, you can't say that. That's the line. Right
that
there.
Would be over the
yeah,
line. Have
yeah.
you ever had him tested, and do you think he's challenged in any way?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, what is it now?
You know what it is.
I do.
Sunday is Mamo's Day.
It is.
And as much as your Mamo denies it, she wants something good. Something that shows you put thought into her gift. Not like that dope Buzz who sent his mom candy.
No, no, she wants a Vermont teddy bear. And all you have to do is call 1-800-829-BEAR and give your mom a delightful handcrafted teddy bear from Vermont. She'll love opening it in her pajamas.
As a matter of fact, Mike and I sent a Vermont teddy bear to Buzz's mom, and it's called the Relaxation Bear.
I thought we sent her the Pregnancy Bear.
You can also get the Nurse Bear, the Gardening Bear,
the Buzz Bear with the tight shirt,
the Teacher Bear, the Queen for a Day Bear, Mom's Biggest Fan Bear. Overnight and Saturday delivery is guaranteed, so call today.
1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, thank Mom with a handmade Vermont teddy bear that you'll love forever. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
And Buzz's mom says, thanks. You're welcome, Phyllis.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is a marketplace. The buyers and the sellers. The conners and the conned. The dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Hey, let me mention, I don't have copy for this. Let me just mention that lots of the Mother's Day things that we're giving away this week on the show, courtesy of Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. I happen to know Outback opens at 11 o'clock on Mum's Day.
All right.
Sunday morning, and everybody loves Outback Steakhouse.
That's
a great sponsor of the show, and we thank them.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to thank the good people of Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, we are going through all the markets with the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done a pretty fair job of telling you where we've done well and where we've sucked. Thus far, out of the 9 or 10 markets where the ratings have been released, we've done great in all of them except two. In Seattle, we were down like 0.2 of a point.
Okay. All right.
In one category and 0.3 of a point in another category.
Mm-hmm.
On KQBZ.
Mm-hmm.
This was after Killer Book in D.C., Killer Book in Baltimore, Killer Book in Sacramento.
Right.
We finally showed up on the map in San Francisco.
Very good.
On a station that didn't even make the rating.
Mm-hmm.
Our show showed up in the rating.
That's wow. a good thing.
We had a good book, a good first book in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Did very well in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas was a great one. Wichita came out yesterday late in the show.
Right.
And let me see now. They actually go through and get it. 2 to 6, because that's when we're on with Central Time Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Among men 25-54,
all right,
which is the target audience, the good people of Wichita have made us the Winter Arbitron ratings number one.
Thank you, Wichita.
Yeah. With a 12.2 share.
That's great.
Among all adults 25-54, you got to try harder. We're only number two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
With an 8.1 share. And among men 18 to 34, we are number two. But it's hard to argue being number two when you have a 16.2 share.
That's fantastic news. Thank you,
Wichita.
Yeah.
to those who would say, well, it's only Wichita, we say we can only perform in the markets that the company puts us in.
That is true, and we are delighted with our long-term association with that market. You know, the people out there have always dug this show, and we're grateful for it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we're coming out there.
No.
So
no.
Don't start calling.
I'll be back.
Because Buzz will be there this summer.
I'll represent.
You going out this summer?
Yeah.
All right.
I am.
But anyway, thank you, Wichita. Those are great arbitrons, because what we do, more me than Mike, I tend to focus on, I'm always a glass half empty guy. We get all these arbitrons, and I forget about all the good ones.
Anybody that knows me know I like my glass brim full.
And, you know, I obsess about Philadelphia and you know, the fact, and I look at that. Overall, we went 3-2 to 2-3 in Philadelphia. We didn't even go down a full point.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling my goddamn hair out about it.
Couldn't worry so much.
Meanwhile, you know, we're getting great ratings just about everywhere else.
We're very happy about
war
that.
Or no war, which has skewed the ratings. So, anyway, thank you again, Wichita. That's very nice.
Thank you, Wichita.
And it's a nice pick-me-up. Mm-hmm. Now, from the, you know, Buzz, we don't have that tape anymore. Have you sang scrotums in the news?
No.
No? So, Robbie, can you give me some fake reverb here?
Gonna have Buzz record another one?
I can do it here, I think.
Okay. Hold on, we got it right here. I think if I do it. Is it real, too? Hello. Test.
Echo.
Hey, everybody. Good looking Monday. This is Al Jazeera. Okay, Buzz, 3, 2, 1.
Scrotums in the news.
Thank you, Buzz.
There, we've got it.
Appreciate that. Because we have scrotum stories and
my sack doesn't work. My sack doesn't work.
And more. This comes from the Sunday Tasmanian, which is an actual newspaper.
Sunday Tasmanian, down in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Down under?
A university student in the United States convicted of castrating men for their sexual pleasure confessed to honing his bizarre skills in Australia.
Yee.
Taiwanese engineering student Shosho Wang.
Oh, no.
This is not a made-up
this
story.
This is real?
I swear to Christ.
He started down under.
Shosho Wang.
Mike, as you see, it's from the Sunday Tasmanian.
There it is.
The newspaper. Shosho Wang told authorities he performed his first 4 castrations in Australia before taking the knife to more than 50 men worldwide.
Oh, my God.
A United States court heard Wang, 29, advertise his unusual services on the web.
So this, did this guy do this for people that wanted him to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wang lived in Australia until a few years ago, was arrested 10 months ago, after a man began hemorrhaging outside his home in Detroit.
Ooh.
Following his voluntary castration.
Oh, remember this.
God, I'm going to puke. Yeah. The 48-year-old man said he sought the castration because he had a sexually transmitted disease and no longer wanted a sex drive.
But
two other witnesses told the court that the man, who has not been identified, but I believe he's in the next room, going by the name of Buzz, had previously admitted to having a 20-year sexual fantasy of being castrated.
Not
Jesus.
Me.
That is amazing.
Now,
get that.
Wang. Shosho Wang did not charge for the 40-minute procedure.
Well, that's nice.
And shared dessert with the man before sending him on his way.
Oh, my God. But then the guy was hemorrhaging.
Police were called by Wang's neighbors after they found the bloodied man wandering on the road.
Oh.
They later found his testicles in a jar in Wang's refrigerator.
Oh my God.
You want to keep them fresh.
Now that's why, Buzz, that's why we call this segment. Hold on, that's why we call this segment Buzz.
Scrotums in the News.
Oh, God. here you go.
Is this another one about the same subject?
No. Yeah, it continues. You're going to like this part. Shosho Wang faces up to 4 years jail.
Good.
After being found guilty of practicing medicine without a license and dispensing prescriptions without a license. Australian federal police in the United States said that they would refer the case for investigation.
I'm all oogie.
Now, a Detroit prosecutor said that Shosho Wang had confessed to having performed his first castrations in Australia but refused to give the details after withdrawing an earlier plea of guilty to the charges. Xiaoxiao Wang withdrew his plea in February after a Michigan judge rejected a recommendation for probation, saying that he would sentence this guy to at least 6 months in jail.
No, no, Xiaoxiao.
Now the judge said, quote, "It does not seem to me that Mr. Wang is truly understanding the seriousness of his violations."
No.
The judge also said that Wang told authorities he learned the skill from his grandfather, a doctor in Taiwan.
I don't get it.
Wang, no. Hold on, you're going to get some background here.
All right.
Wang moved to Australia in 1994. Says he was approached years later by a man to perform his first.
He's just approached the guy. Hey, that looks like a guy that can
castrate
me.
His first castration.
Mm-hmm.
The judge said that Mr. Wang admitted to having performed his first surgery on the man's dog.
Oh,
so that's how he practiced.
Good to practice.
On the dog. Kind of like a Jeffrey Dahmer story.
So he did his first surgery on the man's dog, and the next day he castrated the dog's owner and three of the guy's friends.
Just for fun?
Wow.
Doesn't say.
They asked?
No charge.
Doesn't say.
Free dessert.
Now, Wang will be...
I mean, I suppose you'd have to have a voluntary, you know, unless you were...
Well, now, that's what Wang is saying.
It's all voluntary?
That he is convicted of castrating men for their sexual pleasure.
Wow.
So these are all guys that came to him.
Wow.
Mr. Wang will be sentenced on April 21st in Detroit. He did not disclose where in Australia he had carried out his castrations. The judge said, "Mr. Wang bragged to me in chambers about doing over 50 castrations."
And there, you know, as horrible as that is, what's more unusual to me is the fact that guys want this like a sexual, like
now,
the whole pain thing.
Here's where you're asking, how did he find these guys? How do the guys find him? Again, thank you, Al Gore, for inventing the internet.
Amen. What do you mean they're on the internet? Of course.
Wang advertised on a fetish website for the procedure, which is carried out while the patient is conscious.
Oh, Jesus.
He was flown all over the United States and all over the world by men who paid him to do this.
Wow.
After 10 years in this job...
Sick in the head.
This is the judge now. After 10 years in this job and seeing some extreme things, this is the most unusual case I've ever had to deal with. And the reason that the judge is having problems with this is that the people who Xiaoxiao Wang did this to, the guys, all sought out his service.
Right. And then they don't want to prosecute.
No, right. They paid him, and no one's complaining.
Oh, dear.
Nobody.
Not even the guy that was hemorrhaging?
No. It's the neighbors who filed the complaint saying that they found the guy hemorrhaging
after dessert.
After he had his dessert with the guy.
Jeez.
Xiaoxiao Wang is a Taiwanese national with a master's degree in engineering.
Great guy.
He is in the United States on a long-term student visa.
Hello, Mr. Wang.
The judge said that Mr. Wang would give each patient a local anesthetic and remove each testicle with a scalpel.
So he did it pain-free.
Yes, and that would conclude today's...
See, that's different. I think of just hacking them off.
That would conclude today's edition of...
Scrotums in the News.
Wow. There you go. That's a segment we don't do often on the show, but...
I'm getting
tired. My sack doesn't work. My sack doesn't work.
I'm getting tired of these things. Get me Wang on the phone.
Here you go.
Hello, Wang?
Xiaoxiao Wang.
Hello, Wang. I want you to get over here right away. I don't need to eat these berries anymore. I want you to hack them right off, Wang. Wang?
Hello, this is Xiaoxiao Wang.
Is this Xiaoxiao Wang?
This is Xiaoxiao Wang.
Wang, this is Niedermeyer. I need you to get over here post-haste and take these off me.
Okay, I have to practice on your dog first.
All right, we've got a dog over here, practice on, and get over here, Wang. I'm tired of looking at them.
I'm just getting done with a man named Ken Stevens.
Ah, yes, sirree. Well, he's been with you before, hasn't he?
As soon as I am done with him, I have to go to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And when I'm done there, I work you in.
Thank you very much, Wang. Pleasure talking to you, Wang.
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 That, you know, how funny is that the guy's name is Wang?
Coincidence, right?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now you got that and the SARS to worry about.
Hello.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I just happened to, this last weekend at the Maryland Film Festival up in Baltimore, they had a documentary on all these guys that do these voluntary castrations. This is not a joke.
Was Shosho Wang in there?
No, there was a guy in Philadelphia, a doctor in Philadelphia that does them. The documentary was called American Eunuchs, Who Needs Balls?
Oh, my God.
I guess this would be another.
Scrotums in the news.
So this is this all for sexual gratification?
Mostly, some of the guys said that their sex drives were too high, and that was a way of dealing with it.
I know. Wow. The first guy, I think, the guy who was hemorrhaging in Detroit, got like VD or herpes or something and didn't want to give it to his wife. So his solution was, well, castrate me.
Wow.
So
what
I have
moron.
A sex drive.
Aren't there drugs you can take to diminish your sex drive?
I think so, yeah, as a matter of fact. Of course.
It's called marriage.
What these guys would do, they get themselves castrated, and then they decide how much testosterone they want to take, and they regulate their sex drive by their testosterone injection.
Wow. Well, can't you do it where they take out your testicles, and then they put in like a couple of marbles in there.
Super balls?
Right.
And then you take that medication. I mean, so it's cosmetically, it looks all right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I know there. If you have that thing, if you've got like cancer in your nuts,
right. Yeah.
They got that thing where you can get a fake ball.
I'm starting to perspire.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did you hear what the judge also said at the preliminary hearing?
What?
He wanted that Wang hung tonight.
Okay.
All right.
See, that's a Wang Chung thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Everybody Wang Hung tonight.
Yeah, the old ball and chain.
So anyway, there's a buzz one more time, please. That was another edition of...
Scrotums in the News.
All right, thank you. Now, when we come back, we have a guest. Guy invented a website, brought one of the girls with him. The website is girlstellall.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've been looking at this for a couple of days, and I can't figure out if it's a website to meet girls.
Okay.
Or a website just where you look at pictures of girls and they tell you what they like.
Sexually?
Yes. Not only,
girls talk about their sexual experiences, I believe.
Yes.
Not only
do they talk about their
Shocker,
hobbies.
Shocker, you peeked at it.
Yeah, they
talk about their hobbies. For instance, activities I like done to me, feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Activities I'd like to do to you, feathers and shoes. I am straight. My personality is caring, smart. My marital status is single. I am piercings. I enjoy giving and receiving oral. I like to be on top.
Yoo-hoo!
I'd like to try standing up.
Yoo-hoo!
I like to have sex in the bed and in the shower.
Yoo-hoo!
I'd like to have sex at the beach because I love the ocean. My breast size is 34B.
Mamma mia.
How do you feel about your breast? They're perfect size, shape. Perfect size and shape.
Mm.
My nipples are perfect.
You're reading this very well.
Yeah.
What I like done to my breast, I'd like for someone to pay attention to all of me, not just one particular part.
What I and like it, done to my breast.
She's got a whole thing about J-O-ing.
Yoo-hoo!
And then it's got girls talking about penises that they've seen before and come in contact with. First time a girl gave a handy. This is all information on the same girl.
Wow.
First handy, I was 17 with my first boyfriend. We finally did it on prom night. This is where I like a guy to... have a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere except my mouth. You ever performed oral on a woman? Never. What I like to... anal. Oh, this is a good girl. My experience with anal? Never. Would I like to retry anal? I would not like to do this.
Mm.
What's sexy about poo?
Oh, anyway. Is this the one that's coming in?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, her name is Punkin.
Hey, Punkin.
B-U-N-K-I-N.
Very nice.
So the guy who's got this website will explain the whole thing, and he's brought one of the girls from the website.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not really sure if it's, will you meet these girls, or you just, you know, you get your nut by going on the site and reading about what they like.
Well, who knows? We'll find out all the details.
He's coming in next. And thank you for listening to another edition of...
Scrotums in the News.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike,
erotic.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. And I'm sending Buzz's mom a totally pampered gift this year.
What?
I'm sending Phyllis the softest gift
for her honest job being Buzz's mom. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm sending Phyllis Elston a pajamagram.
Phyllis will receive the most luxurious erotic pajamas along with free lavender bath tea and a gift card, all delivered in a keepsake organza erotic hat box.
Now, you want to be like, well, I was going to say like Buzz, but Buzz is not doing it. You and I are doing it.
We're sending these wonderful, lovely gifts to Phyllis.
If you want to be a good son or a good friend of a good son, Mother's Day, pamper mom, tell her how exotic she is, how much she turns you on. With the pajamagram.
Just visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
That's pajamagram.com. Tell them Don and Mike and Phyllis Elston sent you.
It's good, man. It's all good. We've been trying to hold it down and, you know, provide some information for the listening audience from another perspective, you know, from the perspective of those of us who did time in prison and have some political consciousness. And, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thanks for my talking to.
My name is Ralph.
Yes, good morning, Ralph.
And this is the second time I've heard your show, and I have to say that I think it's really great. Now, whom am I speaking with? I didn't catch your name.
Her name.
No, your name.
Oh, my name. My name is Eddie, and I'm the host of the show, Peace and Justice Radio.
Oh, that's great. For a minute, I thought you were Don Geronimo, and he got his voice fixed. Anyway, my crap detector went off.
Yes. Hit that. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Let's talk about some serious business.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. All right. That was a little weird, that one.
Yeah, that one was.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is back.
We got a third one from the Burbank guy. Let's listen to that one while they bring in the people from Girls Gone Wild. Here's the third one from it. We got three tapes from the Burbank guy today.
It is 15 after the hour. Good afternoon. You're up next.
Good afternoon. Yes. How are you this afternoon?
I am very well, thank you.
Incidentally, this is the disc jockey we like. You.
You're gone. You're gone.
You are gone.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very nice to speak with you, gentle person. I have been a fan of your show for, I would say, about 2 months. I came across it by accident, and I have to compliment you on the scope and realm of the topics that you cover. My question to you is, in the search for the weapons of mass destruction, that there is a use of primates in the field where they are looking for these weapons out in Iraq. And I heard an interview with a Captain Charles Broyhill, who apparently was in charge of this brigade. And I was wondering if you had any opinion on the use of primates and monkeys to look for such weapons. And I was wondering if, I don't want to sound rude, but you listen to the Don and Mike Show ever?
But I didn't get the last part, but I did hear the belch. There are some people who no doubt are prepared to argue that there are some primates that are of far greater value than some human beings.
Wow. He seems to be getting a little tolerance for him, doesn't he?
Charlie Broyhill immortalized with the burping guy.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you know, as usual, I don't have names of who the guests are. So, Simon, please, what is your name, sir?
Mark Burnett.
Mark, and you are?
Cindy.
And you're the guy with GirlsTellAll.com.
That is correct.
Now, it's a website, it's a book.
It's a website and a book.
It's a website and a book. Now, I was reading, I was like teasing this with our audience. I was reading stuff about Punkin and what Punkin likes. And there, you go to the website and you see the picture of her. And you can send Punkin an email. And she tells you all about herself. Is this a dating service or is this just a way for guys about women?
Sure. No, it is actually a dating service. That is the whole point.
And are you on GirlsTellAll.com?
I'm Punkin.
Oh, you're Punkin. No. So that was...
And I like the music in the background. I remember that from some porn film.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I'm moving my hips right about that.
So your nickname is, Cindy, your nickname is Punkin.
It was something that my dad used to call me when I was little.
Oh, God.
I didn't want to put Cindy, so I picked Punkin.
Punkin, all right. And do your folks know that you're on this website?
No.
All right, now, Punkin. I'll tell you that looking at the pictures that are on the website, you match up with the pictures. That's an endorsement, incidentally. That's not.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, you're not misleading anybody. the handsome woman.
Now, there's another woman on the cover of the book, and then on the back of the book that you have your picture taken with. Is that somebody special to you, Mark?
Actually, that was a model that was hired for the book, but she actually put in her profile up on the site also. Hey, so we've got about 30 pictures of her
you
up.
Crack me up that you had your picture taken on the back cover with her.
Yeah, like that?
Yeah. Hey, why not, man?
Actually, she's in my jacuzzi when she took that picture.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And if you go up on the site, you will see there's my jacuzzi, and she's laying in there rather naked.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Pumpkin, how many guys have you actually met off this website?
Well, I haven't been on there for very long, so I haven't had a chance to meet anybody yet.
You haven't met anybody? Have you gotten any interesting emails that you've responded to?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, so you haven't actually taken the plunge and gone out on a real date.
No, I filled out my profile very completely.
You sure did.
And
incidentally, you're right about that anal thing. Remember, and that's, you know, I loved your answer to that about poop. Because that's exactly how I feel. That's where food comes out, honey.
Yeah. Yes. There's nothing sexy about poo.
Yeah, you should know that Pumpkin, her favorite city is Washington, D.C.
Very nice.
All right, very good.
Let's see how much you know about what you wrote on your profile. I'm going to give you a quiz right now because I've got it right here. Do you have a pet name for your breast?
Absolutely not.
You do not?
No.
What's the biggest penis?
Most average.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear I've never taken a ruler to bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was?
So I would say probably 6 or 7.
You said 7. What was the smallest you've ever had?
You know, I'm not a big girl, though, so size doesn't always matter.
Well, you wrote 5, and then you wrote, it was fine, and petite, so size doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm only 5'4". I'm 105 pounds. So
not a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. No, if I see a huge monster guy, I'm probably going to run screaming from that.
How many guys that you've been with have been circumcised?
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
I've heard about them, but I've never actually seen one that wasn't.
Mm-hmm. What is your opinion of a guy's penis?
Well, they're great.
Is that on the website?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Your likes or dislikes?
I came up with 200 interesting questions.
These are all mine.
Yes, late at night with nothing to do. Yeah.
Very good.
I like them just fine.
But it's now your answer says. The only thing I would not like is if he did not keep up with his personal hygiene.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Who wouldn't like somebody's, you know, the area between their legs if they didn't keep up with their personal hygiene?
That's right. Now, right. Here you go. I got to be careful with the how I read some of these. It says, what do you think of the taste of number 3?
Number 3?
Okay, think about, you know what number 1 is. Right?
Yeah, mint milk.
Gentleman's relish.
Yes.
You know, happy ending, the guy. Think about it. Do you know what number 2 is? You've never gone number 2?
We mentioned it
like
before.
Like number 2 in the potty?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So number 1, that's not. You have number 1, which is pee-pee on the potty. You have number 2, poo-poo on the potty. And then you have number 3, it's for grown-ups.
Okay.
All right?
It's a million tadpoles.
Okay, so, yes, all right.
The question is, what do I think of what do you think of the taste of number 3?
I'm not real big on it, but sometimes it's necessary to, you know, get it in your mouth.
Do you like?
I don't drink it.
Do you like guys to number 3 in your mouth?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Do you give oral after it's been in your?
Yeah.
In your place.
Yes. If I'm in an appropriate situation with somebody and we're doing stuff.
Now, right?
Yes.
No, that's not what you said. It says, it says in your profile, do I like to do that after it's been there? And your answer is no.
Well, no, you know, I put that actually because I didn't want somebody to think that, you know, they can just do that and they're like, oh, you know, let me email this chick Pumpkin so she can lick my thing after I put it in her thing.
Let me see.
Depends on how intoxicated you are.
Pumpkin?
Yes.
Do you practice safe sex?
Of course.
You ever been pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Is there any, you know, I'm in the book and I'm looking at the girlstellall.com book here,
mm-hmm.
and there's a section on alcohol that I just, you know, happened to sure. open up. Is there any alcohol question in her profile there?
There's toys.
The devil's brew. You put it there.
Yeah. Toys, lubricants, and others. No, I don't see anything about booze in here.
Are you a drinker, Pumpkin?
I'm a social drinker. I do maybe 2 or 3 drinks if I go out.
If you go out, okay.
Yeah, but I don't think that girls look pretty when they're...
You know, you're 77% of women in this book.
Wow.
77% of women see themselves as social drinkers.
And I'm reading about Pumpkin here, and there's no reason to give her the sex quiz, because all the answers... That's a bit we do on the show. All the answers are here. She's only been with 7 men.
Yep.
She's been with no women. She's...
Would you like to be with a woman?
No, sorry.
All right, because, I mean, you get a lot more of that nowadays that, you know, women are interested.
There's a lot of women on the site that are bi.
Now, it says you are active sexually less than once a month. Did you go on the website, girlstellall.com, to get more sexually active?
I want to have some dates. I'm not looking for somebody to have sex with, but if I go on a date and we have a relationship and then it comes out like that, then sure.
No, I'm going to ask you a question because you're a very attractive woman, and you it would seem to me that if you went out and about, you went to parties, you went to friends' houses, you went out to a bar, you went out anywhere, you would have no trouble getting a date whatsoever. You're shaking your head no. That's not true?
The problem
or you don't, that's not how you
no,
want to get a date.
That's not true.
Who is the hold on, just, Mike, let me just, for all the guys at the Beach Town Club, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Pumpkin?
Oh, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, man, you know, there's somebody that I'm trying to think of, right? Mm-hmm. She's very, very pretty, very attractive.
She kind of looks like a little bit like that chicken Animal House that did it with Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, a little bit like, what the hell is her name?
She was called Karen Allen.
Karen Allen. And I think a little Dana Delaney also. A little Dana Delaney, a younger Dana Delaney also.
Oh, thank you.
So getting back to my question about, you know, why the website? Because it would seem to me you would have no trouble getting dates.
Oh, I can't get a date to save my life. I don't really, I like kind of nerdy guys. And
hey, well,
Rob's
beware. Now he's married.
He's married. He's married.
But I like thick plastic glasses too. I like ugly shirts and like big belt buckles.
Where's Travis?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Someone bring Travis Bickle
down. I don't want to put you down, Mark, but I mean, your picture's in the book here, and she says she likes nerdy guys with glasses. And
yeah,
I'm you
nerdy,
and
but
you
I'm
strike
not
me as a nerdy guy with glasses.
The problem is I'm not thick.
Right.
That's the problem.
Have you dated Mark?
No, he's married.
Oh, you're married?
Yeah.
You're married. How does your wife feel about you getting involved with all
she
this?
She took that picture, believe it or not.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Hey. Your wife's into that. Yeah,
right. He's not here to get dates.
Not anymore, no. I really don't.
But you used to swing?
Yeah. Yes, too, yes.
So did our news director, Buzz.
Hey. Yeah, so your wife is a very open-minded woman, then?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, obviously, she takes pictures of other women with me in the jacuzzi
but
there.
Getting back to you, Cindy, I don't... Boy, I mean...
Mike Pumpkin, please. Pumpkin.
All right,
Pumpkin.
I'm sorry.
Cindy.
It would seem to me that you would have no trouble at all getting a date. I'm very surprised at that.
The guys that approach me when I'm out are just kind of loud, and they think that they're God's gift to women, and I just like guys who wouldn't normally hang out in a bar or approach a woman, and I just don't know where to go to find them.
Do you need a lubricant?
No.
Oh, no.
You.
One of his questions.
No. You answered in your profile.
Oh, I thought you meant right now.
Well, yeah. Right now.
In your profile, you answered sometime.
Oh, yes. You made me choke on that one. God almighty.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Well, occasionally. I'm sure that most women need some.
So would you say that you're involved in this website because I'm getting the impression that you have a real specific type that you don't want to go through the trouble of like hit and miss dating. You'd like to really have a strong idea of the kind of guy you're looking for. You have an idea and you'd like to have that in print. Kind of, it's not like a guarantee, but it's something where you've got all the information going into the date.
Yeah, because I have a profile up there, and if somebody wants to get in touch with me, they can fill out their profile too.
I would imagine if you put I like nerdy guys, and you're on the web. Jesus Christ, you
see. I was going to say, already just being on this show today, we'll guarantee you 50,000 web hits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you're looking for nerdy guys, Pumpkin,
right?
Your site might crash today. I'm not asking.
I mean, if
you,
there aren't nerdy guys out there listening, she likes nerdy guys. I gotta get home
real quick.
Right.
GirlsTellAll.com. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here you now. Speaking of, who would be
the number one nerd?
Hello.
Hello, Gong Hoon.
This is Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm very well, thank you.
Dennis, it's Pumpkin with an N.
Hey, Pumpkin. Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be reading some of my email from girlstellall.com.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I'll send you one.
Okay.
But, Pumpkin, I would love to meet you sometime.
Oh, well, fill out a profile, and if we're compatible and we like the same kinds of things, then maybe we can...
Hey, go to DennisMurphy.com. I look nice.
We got to see Dennis's profile. This should be interesting.
Pumpkin, do you like a nice smile on a man?
Absolutely.
Do you mind if a man has dog teeth?
Let me see, you have pointed
teeth, Dennis.
Will he eat dog biscuits?
Dennis, how is the weight loss going?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
We do this very quickly. Go to DennisMurphy.com.
Okay.
And, Pumpkin, if you turn to your right... You'll see on Buzz's computer right over here, you'll see a picture of Dennis instantly.
Yeah.
Then we have to do a commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll open up the phone.
Very good.
How many girls are on, Mark, how many girls are on girlstellall.com?
That have profiles, about 1,300 right now.
Are you surprised at, obviously you didn't solicit all these individually. Are you surprised at the reaction you got that made this thing take off?
Yes, it actually took off a lot. I kind of built it as a lark because I just wanted to build a site that was had a lot more information than the other sites. I just didn't like other sites the way they were set up, and people love it.
Pumpkin, what you want to do is get up out of your chair and go to the window and take a look at that picture.
A picture of Dennis.
That's our friend Dennis, the guy who's on the telephone.
There he is. What do you think, Pumpkin?
Now, Pumpkin, come on over. That was one of the times we had Dennis.
Did you want me to pick her up off the floor there?
She's smiling. We had Dennis dressed in a diaper that day, I believe.
Dennis, you should have smiled for that picture.
He's got a lovely smile. It's just lower.
I should, but Pumpkin, I can get along if you give me a chance.
Well, Dennis, I think the best thing for you to do is probably go to the website. Do guys put their profile in?
Guys tell all and girls tell all. But they go to the same site, and they would sign up. When they sign in, you click your mail.
Do the guys have to put a picture in there?
They don't have to put a picture in.
Dennis, you're golden, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, now listen, this is you. She's looking for single men, Eastern Seaboard, United States, primarily Caucasian.
Well, I'm Caucasian.
She wants one-on-one sex, a normal sexual relationship. She wants things to be done to her with feathers. She would use feathers and shoes on you.
Shoes. You said that before when you explained the shoe thing.
The shoe thing is that there's a list of options that you can pick.
Right.
And I just didn't really know enough about the rest of them, but I like shoes.
So you like shoes.
Yeah, if there's
the Melga Marcos.
If somebody likes
shoes.
Okay, all
right, so it's a normal shoe. I was wondering whether you were like beating men with shoes.
No, I don't have any of those kinds of shoes.
Pumpkin is 25.
Ooh.
She's 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
She's petite. We'll tell you that. We're looking at her right now.
Dennis, right. Oh, Dennis, your pants around your ankles right now by any chance?
Pumpkin. Yeah. Buzz has pulled up another picture of Dennis.
I think I hear Dennis.
Picture of him with normal clothing.
That's Dennis.
What was the first picture? The one with Dennis in his underwear?
Yeah, and the
Santa hat.
All right. Yeah. So now you've seen him at his best. What do you think?
It's not bad. I think he needs to make a profile.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That means goodbye.
There you go.
All right. Bye, Dennis. Listen, here's what we're going to ask. We got a break, guys. If you're interested in Pumpkin, go right now to girlstellall.com. And do they put in a search just for Pumpkin, or should they put Cindy, or...
Yeah, they can put in the member's name and search just for her.
Okay, so what you want to do is go to girlstellall.com.
But they should put in their profile. I mean, that's something they should put
in. I would venture to say that this weekend, Pumpkin will probably have a few emails to read.
Okay, and I'd have competition.
I'd like in the next break, for guys who have internet access, go to the website, look at the pictures of Pumpkin.
Good luck.
Read. Oh, is it already getting zoomed up?
Server's pretty slow right now, yeah.
Go in and read these answers, because there's all kinds of stuff like how fast the guy has a happy ending, how many times the guy has a happy ending, things she likes doing with...
So that's incredibly detailed. Now, a girl that goes on this website, she's not required to answer all the questions.
No, she only answers the questions, or the guy only answers the questions that they want to answer.
I mean,
okay.
had questions about...
That's a good question.
Questions about strap-ons.
Yeah.
Questions about J-O-ing, what makes you hot and horny. Guys, go on the site now and then come back. If you have further follow-up questions for Punkin, maybe she can actually find a guy that she likes and
Punkin.
maybe make a semi-commitment to meet the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you might be able to do that?
Sure, I can
okay.
do that.
All right.
Very good.
So do that and call us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here with Punkin.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
And listen, here's the deal.
Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
This has got to be an indication of how things are going on your website.
Mm.
Our phones have crashed.
Wow.
Crashed your phone?
Wow. I'm not in the slightest surprised that's happened.
I was sitting here during the
They're
break
gone.
And saying, well, now, it's impossible nobody's calling.
Yeah.
So what I did was I picked up another line when you guys were all talking with Mike and
right.
Charlie was in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, I picked up the phone and I said to Rob, I can't believe nobody's calling. So I called the number up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get, boo doo doo. Boo doo doo.
Wow.
Boo doo doo.
That's all you get. You don't even get a recording.
No, I didn't get the recording saying the number's out of service. So the engineers are now resetting the telephones.
Wow.
Because we received
so many calls, and that never happens.
Such a high volume of calls. We have this brand new, allegedly.
Yeah, we have a system, though, that is really designed not to crash, mm-hmm. and. That was overwhelmed during this...
top-of-the-line phone system,
wow.
which has now had to be reset. They had to go into the back in the computer room and reset it. And now you can see, slowly, now the lines are starting to fill up.
Hope your website can handle
it as much.
And just that
I hope my programmers are listening.
Now, every line is ringing. Now let's see how long it lasts.
I hope it's not. Well, they're all
trying to get through. Line 10 and line 11 just went dead, and it's not because people aren't calling.
No.
Do you see what
they're
happened?
All going dead again.
Do you see how? Look at 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
1 is dead. Hold on. 9's dead. Well, this is boring radio. We're just telling you what's happening with the phone.
You want to try to sneak one in?
Yes.
Here?
Let me just answer these and see
what happens.
If I get anybody on the air. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
There we go.
There you go. Hi, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Live 105. Did you go onto the website?
No, not yet.
No, we just want guys who have actually been to the website and seen Punkin.
Oh.
You wanted to talk to Punkin, though, didn't you?
No.
What did you want?
I call and say that you guys' show is banging, and I wanted to give you props.
All right. Thank you. Very nice.
It's Punkin that wants to get banging.
You know, we got, we got thousands of people calling at once. Who can't get through, and God bless him.
Yeah.
Where's that guy when all the ball busters are calling us?
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is J.D.
Hi, J.D. Where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
KFHFM. Hey, thanks for those great Arbitrons today.
Yeah.
Now, were you able to go to girlstellall.com?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so you got in.
Did you check out Punkin?
Oh, she's a P of A.
She's a P of A.
A P of A.
Thank you.
You are a P of A.
Now, what would you like to ask Punkin?
The P of
A.
P of A.
P of A.
What would
Pennsylvania.
What would you like to ask?
Well, I want to know if Punkin would like a Blumpkin.
Oh, no.
Joke get out of here.
No, she's already expressed her feelings on that.
It's an exit, not an entrance.
Right.
Hold on.
P of A.
Let's see. I got. Here we go.
A P of A.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, boys.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dean.
From?
D.C.
Right. WJFK. Did you get on the website?
Yeah, she's a cutie, man.
She's a cutie.
She's right here. Say hello to Punkin.
Hello, Punkin.
Now, I want to tell you something, and then I'll let you have a conversation with her. During the commercial, I don't know if you were still in here, Mike.
Right.
Punkin was saying there's lots of girls on the website who are much more experienced,
right,
who do a lot more stuff,
right,
that she's one of the more normal girls.
Tame.
And I was telling her that I'd rather have a regular girl than a whore on the show today.
Yeah, somebody who's actually more normal and is really, I mean, first question we had, is it a real dating service kind of thing? And that's right. Why she's on there, and I think that's interesting.
All right, so you got on the website, you saw
She's the one that's white when you first come up to the page, right?
No. No, hold on. Well, it's very easy. It says Punkin, P-U-N-K-I-N.
Oh, no. I thought she was like when you go to the girlsellall.com, there's a girl at the very top of
there
the
is
page.
There is a picture girl on of the
cover.
You, right?
Yeah, that's the girl on the cover. Yeah, she's in. You have to go search and go to Punkin and find her.
P-U-N-K-I-N. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing? Congratulations. Good show.
Ah, thank you. Where are you from?
I'm actually calling from New Jersey Turnpike. I'm stuck there.
All right, so you must be from listening in the Legacy, Pennsylvania.
That's correct,
Philadelphia. All right, but if you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, you haven't had internet access, right?
I don't have internet access, but I just wanted to call you guys to let you know that I wanted to reaffirm that you're doing the best show possible, even for people who are stuck on a turnpike.
Thank you very much,
thank
sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Again, a nice call.
Thank you.
We're trying to share some of the Quan with Punkin here. Now.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, or is that a problem with this line?
I find it much easier to say Pumpkin than Pumpkin.
I like Pumpkin.
I know, you like Pumpkin.
It's just like I like Puddin better than Pudding.
Hey, now.
Puddin.
You don't want anybody going where the Puddin comes in.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I like to talk to Pumpkin?
Yeah, Pumpkin's right here.
Hi.
She's awesome. You know, God bless the wireless remote laptop.
Hey, there you go. Hey, the ear of wireless, and everybody's going to have those someday.
Cool.
So pulled over off 95 near Princeton, New Jersey, and said, oh, my.
There you go.
Oh, my. So what would you're on the phone with her now. What would you like
she
to ask her?
Serious P of A.
Serious?
Well, here's the P of A again. I always thought it was P-O-A.
P of A.
Well, that's just another way. P-O-A is the O stands.
She's a
for
real piece O-A.
P-O-A, yes. And Don?
Yeah.
When you guys get to Iceland?
Yes.
Babe-osity.
Yeah, well, that's going to be Mike's mission.
Went out there for business with Nokia about a year ago. Oh, my God.
Just remember the words that have to be said. They have to come out of my mouth sometime over the weekend. Hey, I don't mind paying for your airfare.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, it's Grant Napier. How you guys doing?
Get out of here.
Very helpful.
Jesus Christ, everybody's being a comedian now. Don and Mike, hello. Hello, Ted?
Ted? Ted? What's going on there, Ted?
That's what it's
hello.
Line for Ted. Ted.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Definitely a P of A. Definitely a P of A.
Ted is dead in the head. Ted, did you get on the website?
Absolutely.
Did you search?
Yeah, not bad.
Did you search Punkin? What would you like to say to Punkin?
Well, first of all, what's her sign?
What's your sign, Punkin?
I'm a Scorpio.
So am I. Excellent. November what?
7th.
14th here.
Fascinating.
Well, this guy sounds like a nerd, Punkin.
Yeah.
That's can you
say a little bit more.
My nickname is Cosine.
Cosine? Because you're a nerd.
Exactly.
There you go. You got a real nerd.
Now, Red Sox. Hey, Mike. Red Sox.
Red Sox
now,
fan. Hey,
now are you?
That is a really, really good sign when a guy's a Red Sox fan.
Now, are you going to send Punkin an email?
I'm going to do that later this afternoon, and Mike will be proud. Derek Jeter's coming here to Portland, Maine, and we'll be showing up for that. And
focused on baseball.
This guy's more obsessed with the Red Sox than
Derek
Duncan.
Jeter's doing a rehab in Portland. All right, yeah. You guys will have some fun up there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I have a question for you while we're waiting.
Don, I apologize. These phones are absolutely crazy.
Are there normal questions also on the website? Like your standard, what are your likes, dislikes, favorite food, that kind of thing?
There's all of that. Activities I like, my personality, all the boring stuff.
Right.
Yeah, then I get into the good stuff.
But, really the boring stuff, even though if you are on a website and you were looking for that type of thing, you'd probably be interested in the boring stuff.
Pumpkin is caring, conservative, discreet, smart, stable, thoughtful.
Then I get to the good stuff.
25, her family life growing up was good. She doesn't have any tattoos. She has her ears pierced. She's afraid of cat hairballs.
What if it's stepping on them? You know?
Buzz, now, you'd be out on that.
Yeah, I would be.
Want to say right now, cat. Pumpkin, even though we seem to agree on almost everything, especially about the anal, listen to this. I could never be with Pumpkin.
Oh, dear.
The question is, when I watch TV, this is what I like to watch, because I want to find out if you like the same shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You believe this? She wrote, I do not watch TV.
You don't watch any television?
I do not watch TV, no. I do not have cable TV.
Goodbye.
I have a TV and a VCR, but I have the TV only because I have a VCR and a DVD.
Really?
No, I do not watch TV shows.
You don't watch shows?
No, I don't.
You have no chance with me. I mean, I'm married anyway, but you got to...
I know.
No shot.
I'd still leave the door open.
Hi. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hey,
hi.
Don, you know, talking about anal, you know, first of all, I say that Pumpkin is skin-licious. And second of all, you know, talking about anal and everything, you know, how about you have Mike check your underpants for those brown stays?
What did you ask?
A great
check whose underpants
he
for brown...
He wanted you to check my underpants for brown stains.
It must be his little thing that he's
Hello,
got going there.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Could I speak with Pumpkin?
She's here.
How you doing? Do you have pretty DSLs?
Let me jot it down.
I guess, yeah. That one through.
You'd have to go to the website to gauge yourself, sir.
Yeah.
Because you know what they are?
Hold on. Okay. No, no, but thanks for asking.
Okay. Goodbye.
Oh, our wonderful listening
audience. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Pumpkin if she could be my guest in your Halloween contest, the Pumpkin.
Oh, we had a pumpkin eating contest.
No, we didn't have a pumpkin. We didn't have a pumpkin eating contest, Don.
Yeah,
we had a pumpkin doing contest.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we had guys having sex with pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's in the book.
They would carve a hole in the pumpkin.
Type of contest you could never hear again on our show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Pumpkin. You are gorgy, baby. Gorgy.
Thank you.
And then he hangs up.
Yeah, he goes.
Trying to find you a meaningful relationship, Pumpkin. It doesn't seem to be working.
Keep in mind, she was looking for nerds, and I think we're getting a lot of that today. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Peter.
Yes, Peter, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
Sixth grade let out early.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake. Say hi to Pumpkin.
Hi, Pumpkin.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. You just said you were a Scorpio?
Yes.
When's your birthday? Mine's the 16th.
Mine is the 7th.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So that's why it's your favorite number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of
crazy. I want to turn your radio down, sir.
Oh, hold on a second.
He is a nerd, though.
Are you feeling a chemistry with this guy? He seems a little innocent, maybe nerdy, like the kind of guy you'd like.
Not nerdy. I'm not too nerdy. A little innocent.
Maybe we can celebrate our birthdays together.
Oh, okay. That'd be really cool.
Yeehaw.
What is it, within a week?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, you're not a little nerd. You're a lot nerd.
Oh, my God.
But I like the energy here. Keep talking to Pumpkin.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, you keep calling me a nerd, so it's like throwing me off.
Oh, don't get thrown off.
She likes
nerds.
Well, what else was it?
You just squeezed the phone.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Todd, get off the phone.
Todd. Is Todd your little brother?
Brother. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Are you living at home?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, for the moment, I just moved back from Philadelphia for a little bit.
What's, Pumpkin, on the scale of guys living at home, how does that rate for you as far as if they're in their mid-20s?
I really like a guy who gets along with his mom. Mm-hmm. So if he lives at home and they don't scream at each other, then that could be okay.
Right. Yeah, we all get along here.
You're still in the running.
All right, go ahead.
People's parents.
Mm-hmm. Keep working.
It's a good household.
That's a good household. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, you're still on with Pumpkin. Go ahead.
Well, I like the innocence. That's a good thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So are you going to send me some email?
Most definitely.
Will you fill out a profile? Because I've had a lot of guys send me a couple sentences in the email, but they know all about me, and I don't know a thing about them.
You seriously, you sound exactly like my ex-girlfriend. It's absolutely nuts. I don't know.
Okay, goodbye. That guy was absolutely from the basement of the science building.
I really, it's just my opinion. I think that is a match.
Yeah.
I think Pumpkin's going to marry that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Pumpkin a question.
Yeah.
other women have hair pies, does she have a pumpkin pie?
Hello.
Pumpkin
John and Mike.
Oh, my God, pumpkin.
Yes.
I want to drink your butterscotch pudding.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Strike the beam.
Right, baby?
And they say good men are hard to find.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Pumpkin, please go out with me.
Oh, oh my God. Dennis.
Please.
Dennis.
Pumpkin.
Who put you through, Dennis? Get off the
line. Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, I like to talk to Pumpkin.
Hi.
Yeah, Pumpkin's here.
Hey, Pumpkin, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I just got to tell you, you got a rocket body. I'm just rocket body.
That's Evan Marriott calling in.
All right, listen, enough. The website is girlstellall.com. The book is called Girls Tell All.
Now, when you pop it in there, I just have a technical question for you. I see the title of the book. It's got capitals and small case. Can you write it anyway as long as you put girlstellall.com?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you can write girlstellall.com or www. Either
one. Very good. All right, Mark and Punkin, here's what I'd like to ask. Punkin, maybe over the next couple of days, you're going to get some responses from some of our listeners. And maybe next week, as a guy mentioned, we're going to be broadcasting from Iceland on Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday. Maybe next Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we can get you guys back on the phone, and you can tell us some of the responses that you received from some of our idiot listeners.
Okay.
And if there's anybody that you like. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, absolutely. Right.
Well, then get out.
Thank you both very much. Because
that's it. You're on the show now.
Thank you, Punk.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. The website is girlstellall.com.
Very good.
I thought it'd be a good idea to have them on. And
I'd like to check the progress and see how it's going.
Yeah, me too.
And maybe get other people down here and find out how they're doing. I think that'd be great.
When people log in, make sure they heard about it from the Don and Mike show. And
they will.
I'll give you the numbers back on.
All right, very good.
All right, yeah. I bet you get at least 50,000 hits
okay.
today.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great idea. When you go to this website, mention our names there because we'd like to see how that does.
Absolutely. All right. But really, now you both have to leave.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Thank you,
Mark. Thank you very much.
Bye.
She is a girl next door type.
Yeah, absolutely.
She sure is. But she doesn't like TV.
Yeah, I bet she's a tomcat, though, really. I mean,
doesn't like TV.
And I bet she doesn't just like nerds, either.
She likes alternative. She likes dance. She likes classic rock.
That's right.
Uh-huh. She does like to be on top, though.
Really?
That's the position she likes the most.
Very good.
Is that true, Pumpkin? You like being on top? Yeah.
She said, I'm so normal.
Yeah. Let me see.
Not a bad thing.
She doesn't feel ashamed after she J.O.'s?
Well, she wrote something else underneath here.
What else did she write?
Mike, I've been following your situation. I've always wanted you and would love to get together with you soon.
Wow.
Perhaps right after the show. Oh, I'll be waiting for you in the lobby. How about that?
That's nice, Mike.
Pretty good.
Congratulations.
It's incredible, but Don's the one that likes it with the woman on top.
Yeah.
Well, you can have her. You're available.
I'm a...
Let me say this about her. Punkin, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
You're a horn dog. I absolutely loved her in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. Punkin.
She's a little nothing
she's
like.
She's a little nothing spacey.
Mm-hmm.
See
you later, guys.
I've done.
He kind of creeped me out.
He is creepy.
That picture.
But the website's an intriguing idea.
Uh-huh. It is. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's got a good website.
Anyway, you should really go there and write to Punkin.
Deep down.
And Dennis, wherever you are, don't give up.
Yeah, Dennis, she's telling you there is a chance.
And I do know this, that in the history of this new phone system, which has only been about, 90 days, something like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
it's never crashed like it did when guys were trying to call. Now, maybe they were all trying to make the same joke about having a piece of pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. Or Peter.
Butterscotch pudding.
Right.
But, there was some interest there.
Yes, sir. There was serious interest in Punkin.
There sure was. Oh, a buzz.
Yes. Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, Lisa, even though you're engaged, you're still on this site, right? On girlstellall.com?
Yep.
Yeah. Just go to, it's Titty Bar. That's your name, isn't it? Titty Bar.
I thought it was under Buttercup.
It's under the Great Pumpkin.
That's her clown name, Buttercup. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, Keanu Reeves says he's not a dumb guy.
Really? How's he going to prove that?
Well, sure. We'll share that with
How's
you shortly.
How's he going to prove that? What's the thing he says in The Matrix?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's,
whoa.
We just stand and go, whoa.
Whoa.
He's come a long way.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think the genius is here. Remember we told you yesterday that great plan we had to record the spots in advance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they gave us the copy after 3 o'clock. Oh, so
thank you.
Totally live.
Really?
Right.
Are you having a tough time figuring out what to give this year for Mother's Day?
Why don't you give the gift of conversation this Mother's Day? Tell all of those mothers out there how much you love them with great phones and great phone plans from Singular Wireless.
I don't want to say anything out of school, but you could make erotic calls.
Yes, you could.
Right now, Singular's offering 5,200 minutes for only $24.99 a month. That's 5,000 night and weekend minutes and 200 anytime minutes. Nationwide long distance is included.
Call my good friends at Singular Wireless at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless retailer in your area.
Remember, phone number 1-866-SINGULAR. Sign mom up with Singular Wireless for 2 years and get a free $50 gift card now through May 14th with a mail-in coupon.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details. Allow 10 to 12 weeks for rebate, check, gift card, or account credit. Must be customer 30 consecutive days. Customer responsible for mailing costs and freight and equipment.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wait for a tape.
What up, my yellow brothers? Kinks in the house.
They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz and News. Buzz's new show brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's
someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed. And it's clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888 try VMAX. Listen, tomorrow on the show, it'll be slightly truncated because there's only one flight a day to Iceland.
Huh.
Either in the morning or at night.
That's right.
And it's a nighttime flight. So rather than jip you out of a show, because we know everybody's very sensitive about time off.
Yes, they are.
We're going to be here for 3 hours out of the 4-hour show tomorrow.
There you go.
Then we're off to Iceland. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to try to track down, it could never be recreated, the best mix ever. Of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Everybody can agree on it, though.
It was a mix with an awful Jimmy Dean record called IOU Mother's Day.
Mom, you had the last piece of pie.
And while we were playing that, I was putting in tapes from Mommy Dearest.
And Throw Mama from the Train, right?
And it was a once-in-a-lifetime that we couldn't recreate it.
Right.
We're going to try to find the tape tomorrow for Mamo's Day.
Oh, good.
Plus tomorrow, we're going to be giving away somehow, something to do with Mother's Day, $500 from Cinemax, the ultimate in movie entertainment with exclusive Hollywood premieres, the biggest hit movies, and the fewest repeats on premium TV. Go to Cinemax.com for information. And now all that business is out of the way. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Keanu Reeves, star of the Matrix movie, says he's not as dumb as you think.
No, he's not retarded.
The son of a showgirl and a geologist, he'd like to think of himself more as an intellectual. He says he's tired of questions about the Matrix, but he gets downright defensive about movies like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Hold on, let's ask him. Keanu?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
There he is.
Sorry, that was
very articulate.
Keanu.
This is Sam Huff.
That was Sam Huff.
Yes, don't be confused.
They're often mistaken.
Quoting Matrix producer Joel Silver, I love those Bill and Ted pictures, but he got a bum rap with that stuff. Keanu's smart and well-read, likes all kinds of music. He's an interesting guy. He defies what people think about him. Speed didn't help Keanu's reputation, but it did put him on the map with a box office take of $300 million. But that's small potatoes compared to his Matrix money now.
Here's a tape, one of those sound bites that the studio send out.
Right.
You judge for yourself Keanu Reeves. Here he is.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
Don, you confused it again. That was Sam Huff.
What? I'm sorry, Mike.
It's easy to do.
I'm sorry. Visually, audio-wise, they're one and the same.
They are identical.
They're
twins.
Twin sons of different mothers.
In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League.
There he is. Keanu Reeves. Excuse me, Sam Huff.
Everybody hates Raymond, if the National Enquirer is correct. The tabloid says the cast and the writers are angry with Ray after he held up contract talks to get a big raise and then agreed to do just one more year of the show.
Now, there's only one person on that show everybody hates, and we all know who that is.
Absolutely.
Well, the Enquirer says the cast and writers are afraid that he'll walk away from the show once his movie career takes off, leaving them unemployed. He co-stars with Winona Ryder in an upcoming film.
Hold on.
Yes?
You go ahead. I got something about Patty Heaton, who's the person
good.
We're talking
good.
About.
Well, quoting a source, people have worked long and hard to make the show a hit, and they're finally at a point where big money's rolling in. People feel like Ray's toying with their futures. The paper says co-star Brad Garrett has reason to be upset. It says he was offered his own show, but that the offer was revoked when Ray agreed to yet another year.
Ah, pipe down.
Yeah, come on.
There's one person that people hate on Everybody Loves Raymond, mm-hmm. and it's Uber Bitch,
mm-hmm.
Uber C Word,
mm-hmm.
Patty Heaton.
Patty!
And here's a story that someone sent in about her.
Oh, good.
During these days of terror and conflict with Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Patricia Heaton relies on the power of prayer to see herself through.
Good.
I pray all the time. It comforts me, reveals the star of Everybody Loves Raymond. Now listen to this. God listens to me.
Oh, boy.
And answers my prayers. You
wow.
dumb. Sometimes I really wish that... no matter the FCC violation, I'd like to just one time just say the C word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in her case, it would get back to her. And if you were going to say the C word about anybody, she'd make trouble like she's always made
yeah,
trouble
yeah.
for
but,
us.
Really, listen, I got news for you, Patricia Heaton. I do believe that God listens to everybody.
Yeah.
But I think with you, he hits the mute button. I think even God hates you.
There you go.
You dumb, useless, flesh, cellulite, bitch. Yuck.
The fast food chain KFC, once known as Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken, says its new policy has nothing to do with animal rights protesters. But the company is changing the way it buys its chicken after years of protest by PETA.
KFB, Kentucky Fried Broccoli.
Most folks.
PETA says KFC's chickens were scalded while they were still alive after a life of being cooped up.
Okay.
Now KFC says... There's one of the chickens now. KFC says from now on it'll only buy humanely treated chickens that are free to roam around. This week, the president of KFC flew to PETA's headquarters to talk turkey or chicken. That after PETA threatened to picket a stage play starring PETA spokesman Jason Alexander, the actor who played George
on
Seinfeld.
You mean Kentucky Fried Chicken spokesman?
Right.
Yes, he's not a PETA spokesman.
No, he's a
That's correct.
He's a KFC spokesman.
Right. And they're the worst commercials on television.
And
they are, absolutely.
I think I told you that.
Has anybody seen? Yeah. What kind of food are you eating?
I read in Media Week, that's a 10 million dollar endorsement deal.
Wow.
Yeah, would you like to try something else? Aren't you tired of the soggy burgers?
Worth
yeah,
it.
Really?
God, who,
hey.
I mean, what is his rap?
And I think everybody in this room has agreed, KFC, let's call them what they really are,
yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
It still is a great product.
Yeah.
It always has been.
Tasty.
And for my money, here's what you do. You dump George Costanza.
Mm-hmm.
You save 10 million bucks. You want an ad campaign? I got it right here. You go back to the original guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one.
The Colonel.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Here he is recording a spot.
I found a way to cook. Take two.
It's not a joke.
A way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No.
Let me just say to you listeners in some of our new markets,
mm-hmm.
if you've never, it's been a long time, like 5 years since we played this game.
Right.
This is one of our best tapes.
Sure.
This is Colonel Sanders, the late Colonel Sanders,
mm-hmm.
doing about 20 takes on a commercial, and he couldn't get it right. It's hysterical.
And for whatever reason, this tape never gets played, but it really is an all-time classic.
Yep. And it's just his finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said, cut it. And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. That's it.
Take two, Colonel, if you read it.
We're rolling.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratch off there.
See, get rid of George Costanza.
Yeah.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn?
Crusty.
Crispy crusty. It's really different.
Oh.
Colonel.
Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
That was the great.
My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
Extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Crispy.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Fried Chicken.
It's entirely different. Get every bit of his finger licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right.
You don't want me to sing to you, for Christ's sake.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good.
Good, very nice.
Very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger looking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Great.
That's a
thank
classic.
You.
A long time. I
thank
heard
you.
That a while.
That's a classic.
Oh,
and again, man. I'm serious. You get rid of George Costanza, you just run that.
Yeah.
The problem with Kentucky Fried Chicken is that they got a new colonel, but the new colonel was Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
You don't get Randy Quaid.
That was horrible.
But you could find a guy out there to be a better colonel. You got to be an unknown.
Yeah. Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
No. No, of course not.
How about Joe?
Joe Ardinger.
How about Wilford Brimley?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Too
diabetic.
Old. Too old. Diabetic, right?
He's on the diabetic spot.
He's diabetic. You just discriminated about everything.
Yeah, I love diabetic.
Sure. British rocker Pete Townsend's been cleared of those child pornography charges, but he's been put on Britain's list of sex offenders anyway. He'll be on that list 5 years. Police say Townsend never downloaded any of the porn he logged on to see 4 years ago. In other words, they looked at his computer, they could tell he'd been to the website, but they found none of the material copied and downloaded into his computer. Townsend says he went
there. If you're hopping on those websites,
guilty.
Townsend, look at kiddies.
Townsend says he went there as research for his anti-child pornography campaign.
Liar.
He says he was abused as a child, something he documented in the Who's rock opera Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's this new Jesse Ventura talk show we're supposed to be seeing?
I don't know where it is, but it will show up eventually, Buzz.
The wrestler-turned-governor is still set on turning talk show host.
Boy, that Keanu Reeves sure is stupid.
Not like you.
Not like me, the governor. of Minnesota.
Former governor.
Former governor. Right. That's right, Buzz.
That's right, governor.
I don't live in the mansion no more.
No, you don't. Word is the Jesse Show is in trouble. MSNBC says Ventura's been having a very difficult time, that rehearsals have been extremely trying.
Well, there's the whole cue card issue.
Most folks like their chicken extra crisp.
The show's now shooting for a June 1st premiere date.
MSNBC is paying me in pinball machines.
Buzz, yes. Please wait there.
Okay, I will.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
I'd just like to point out to all those people who used to call him bitch all the time, but we had like 3-minute segments at the end of the show because we'd run so late, right? You know, where are you people now? Have you noticed that like the news is on every day with two big long segments?
I think you're doing a great job.
I'm doing the best I can.
Start your watch. 14 minutes coming up.
Just want everybody to know that Buzz is getting plenty of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean Mike and I aren't going to talk.
True.
But the news is a bigger part of the show now, which was always the goal.
Yes, cool. It is.
Wait, did you do that just for me?
I don't know. It was just when you get serious, I do a goofy little thing like picking my nose. I don't know why. You know, because this time of the show, I get just a little goofy. And you know what? I'm already in pre-flight.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little weird. You're going to have to deal with that for the next few hours.
We'll be broadcasting live from Iceland on Monday.
Excellent.
And then when we get back on Wednesday, I think on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, every day we'll be giving away a vacation for two to Iceland.
Excellent. Wow.
And we'll be hyping it up because we'll be there. We'll be spending the weekend
in Iceland.
Tell
you all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
They sell Cuban cigars there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're psyched about that.
Yeah.
William Shatner's ex-wife is suing him over horse semen.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
The one he drowned?
No.
And she's gone!
This is one he divorced.
Oh, okay.
You know, more traditional method.
Now, wait till you see where I smuggle those Cuban cigars back.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Just remember one thing. He'll be the only one that gets to smoke
or will want to. Marcy Lafferty.
But I got a thing about that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You do.
Rob?
What?
If I wrapped him in plastic.
No!
You're my buddy.
I know.
Wouldn't you be my mule?
Ew.
Swallow them. Wrapped in a condom.
Marcy Lafferty Shatner says Bill reneged on a promise to give her fresh horse semen for breeding purposes.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Every year. In her lawsuit, she says Bill tried to substitute frozen semen instead.
Oh, that bastard.
So, what did he do? Like, give her ice, like creamsicles?
Yeah, I gave her
popsicles?
Frozen horse semen, and she, you know, the agreement was fresh.
Had those darn restrictions, because I got something I'd say right now with sickle on the end of it.
TCBH. Country's best horse. TCBHS. Country's best horse semen.
This is not the best semen I've ever eaten.
Oh.
Now, I probably can't say that, can I?
Probably
no, that just got deleted
that got
out.
Deleted. All right. You know what?
The best
relish?
Horse relish you've ever eaten.
Yeah, but we can't say the number either because I said that earlier when I screwed up.
Right.
I've been screwing up right now.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, and you were late today.
Yeah, I was.
Not tomorrow, though.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's a real crowd scene at the food line.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Yet another protest over a CBS show that hasn't even gone into production. Yes, the show is, of course, The Real Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, come on. Is this show... Why do we have these protests? Is the show dead?
I would be surprised if it showed up at this point, but, you know, we don't know yet.
Damn it.
It's
I want to see that show.
Reality version of the 60s sitcom. Congressmen and Appalachian groups have already complained loudly about the show, which they say will exploit some poor mountain family and perpetuate false stereotypes.
Uh-huh.
Even a big union got into the act, the United Mine Workers of America, you may recall, asking CBS to drop the idea. And now, today, the United Steel Workers of America joined the fray. CBS.
Congratulations. This is Max Baird Jr., Jethro Bodine from Beverly Hillbillies. Just won the
CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
You know, that's one time where he actually fit.
But we do try to play that tape once a week.
There you go.
CBS isn't saying much, mostly sticking to its statement that it means to offend no one and that the plans for the show are not even definite.
Hey, don't you think, though, that this might be, although we
publicity,
know that, the guys that run CBS or the guys that own this company, they're just basically pin douches. But don't you think that this all might be some kind of, I hate to get
movies more, do it all the time. More the Hollywood PR machine, the movie PR machine, much more sophisticated than the TV PR machine.
That if they say, okay, we're going to go out again and see more people are protesting this, more people, they're just building interest.
CBS has already done the recruiting. They've handed out flyers. You know, this would ramp up to it nicely.
Yeah, and I'm running to my television set when that show comes. Yeah,
a lot of people would.
I just hope. Yeah, you know what? If we can't laugh at each other, what the hell's the point?
Here's the thing, though, that makes me think that maybe that it's not that they're so smart that they're doing all of this to ramp up publicity.
You think it's for real? I think it's for real.
Well, and here's what makes me think it. When I came in today, and I went down by the corner office, the one that normally Michael Hughes is sitting at, and went back there, and that guy Sam was back there.
Right.
You know, the other corporate dum-dum.
Sam?
You know, the guy from HFS.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The guy who's another one of the many regional corporate directors of something
right,
or other.
Right, huh.
And no offense, he's just a dumb-looking guy.
None taken.
And now...
So that's what you base your...
Now, you know, it's like... You know, I'm thinking, obviously, this guy Michael Hughes, one of our bosses,
right.
we have a rather high... opinion of him. He seems to be a pretty decent guy and seems to be a pretty bright guy. And Alan, even with all of his character flaws, occasionally seems like a bright guy.
Plus
and,
indeed, right?
And this guy Drew in Philadelphia seems relatively sane. But so then on one hand, I'll think, maybe CBS knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just see this guy.
I have not seen him yet.
Sam Rogers is the guy's
name. What does he look like? Who is the celebrity he most resembles?
Really?
Yeah.
Jethro.
Wow.
I ask you not.
Hi, Mr. Donnie.
With what I believe is a bad, Mike Brady 1970s perm.
Good to see you, Donnie.
Anyway, and he's real shiny.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. And you can smell his cologne. Listen, coming from me, and I wear a lot of cologne.
You do.
You can smell his cologne. I could smell it in the parking lot.
And remember, what's the motto on this show? If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Look, anyway, and what was that guy doing here today anyway?
Yeah.
What was he doing in the corner office?
Yeah.
He didn't even work here. Hey, where's the new operations director?
Is that public? Did the memo come out?
Yeah.
All right, so we can
Alan,
bring in the new boss.
Mm-hmm. Alan crafted a wonderful fairy tale yesterday. I don't know if you read the memo that said Cameron Gray is the new operations manager.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
WJFK.
It's only 24 hours for my roasting.
It is really refreshing to have a new operations manager that likes... the women more than we do.
Mm-hmm. So
I think we not be on record saying Cameron probably likes women just about as much as...
There's no question about it.
He's engaged, though, right?
Yes.
Sorry, Cameron. I didn't mean about the engagement thing.
Here now is the guy who's made what I believe is a career-ending move.
Yes.
Accepting the job as operations manager at radio station WJFK.
Is there an over-under?
We couldn't get to him before he made this foolish decision.
Cameron Gray. Now, Cameron, the old Cameron would have immediately jumped in to answer the following question.
Yes.
I want to know, Sam Rogers.
Yes.
Is he a goofy-looking guy?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's a good start.
And
a good, honest
good.
Start.
I think, you know what? He'd probably tell you himself.
Okay,
and
very
what,
good.
What the F was he doing here today?
That I don't know.
His radio station is in the worst shape of any Infinity radio station in this market. He should be living in the basement of that radio station. What's he doing over here in the corner office?
Well, I don't know what he's doing here, but I want to congratulate Cameron on his first day as OM here at the radio station for dressing down to indicate to everybody nothing's going to change.
No,
if you'd come in with a three-piece suit,
crazy?
Everybody would have been pissed off.
We'd be scared.
I got to say, though, I was yelled at today, so the honeymoon is officially over.
And this job, now that you're the operations manager.
But do you want to guess who yelled at me?
Who?
Just guess.
Liddy.
No.
Rob. It wouldn't have been Alan.
No.
Was it Wendell?
No.
Who? Bobby Holland's
yeah.
voice?
That would have been my guess.
Dom Official.
Go. All right, yeah.
So now
welcome.
You've gone from, you worked as a producer with what's his name, the old
yeah,
guy?
The guy who moves out a lot.
And then you were... You, on the Redskins games, you held the parabolic microphones.
Right. I'm like,
what was your very first job here? Were you an intern?
John Pop's assistant.
You were John Pop's assistant. All right,
then,
there you go.
And then,
see how far I've gone.
And then you were the board op
right.
for the Ron and Fez show. And
well,
now
you don't skip the sports junkies.
And you worked with the junkies.
Right.
And now you're the operations manager. So after all that, is your new job a demotion?
Punishment, perhaps?
Well, I got a pay raise, so I guess it's some kind
there
of...
There you go. Congratulations.
Great. And let's just give you the real, the rock-solid quiz.
Okay. Yeah, this is how we get a feel for how the relationship will be.
Okay. What's the number one rule at WJFK?
Good, let's see.
Let's just see if you know the answer.
I hope he knows it without being coached.
Don't F with the Dynamite Show.
Oh, he knows the rule.
That was close.
Almost
there. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. That was close, but the answer is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, of course.
But I like
it. It's the same statement.
Yeah,
he narrowed
true.
It. He narrowed it,
yeah. I like his narrowing of it.
Thank you, Cameron.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. No bigger supporter in this.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
There he goes.
Yeah, give him the sex quiz.
Don't ever, ever, ever come to me with anything. You ruined 12 years of friendship. You are dismissed.
Hey, I like, you know, I know you wanted to say if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but I like the way he phrased it.
Yeah.
That was very good.
That's
don't
right.
F with the Don and Mike Show.
And He did confirm that the guy from WHFS is a goofy-looking man.
Yeah. Yes, and as he said, he would say. The goofy-looking guy would admit it himself.
I don't think he would.
I don't either.
I think he thinks he's good-looking.
Yeah, he probably does.
I think he's, like, super handsome.
That's why he wears all the cologne.
Including hands.
I got to get a look at this guy.
You got to see him.
You know what I'm going to do the next time he's in the building? I'm going to walk up to him and just stand in front of him with my dog, you know, cocked at an angle like a dog, just staring at him, just sizing him up.
I mean, the guy really hears the sound that I thought when I saw him for the first time. I've known him for a couple of years.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Which way did he go?
Ding, ding, ding.
Which way did he go, George?
Ding, ding, ding. Jesus.
Please, make a note. Another friend made.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Anyway.
The court date for actor Robert Conrad has been pushed back a month because his wife says he's partially paralyzed.
In the brain?
Because of head and spinal injuries. He's in a wheelchair and has trouble speaking.
That came up rather suddenly.
This is the first we've heard about the injuries Conrad got in that head-on crash in California. His blood alcohol level nearly three times the legal limit at the time. His wife says he remembers nothing about the accident.
I'll drink to that.
In sports, Detroit hosts Philadelphia and Dallas entertain Sacramento in NBA action tonight with the Pistons and Kings having won the openers in these best-of-seven affairs. And
go
finally,
Kings. Hold on. Yes. Let me just get in all the teams.
Yes.
Go Kings. Go Sixers.
Uh-huh.
And I know we're not on in San Antonio,
right.
But I'm afraid I'm one of those people that is just waiting for the roof to fall in on the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
My humble belief.
Mm-hmm. So you're behind the Spurs?
Yeah. My humble thought is, if they actually played as a team, the Lakers could win five more championships.
Mm-hmm.
But Kobe insists on playing by himself.
Right.
And he's a great player. But Jesus Christ, pass the ball.
Yeah. Well, maybe Dennis and Shaq will have something to say about that in the future.
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Because I am.
How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
She baited me.
Finally, they've finally solved the mystery of the green slime in Madison, Wisconsin. Every week in the dead of night, someone was leaving a bag of green slime on a particular street in Mad City, and everybody was talking about it.
Frog sperm.
No, it was smelly and rancid. One of the upset neighbors...
Go, Pat, go!
One of the upset neighbors said it looked like some leftover bean soup or vegetable stew or anything out of the bottom of a crock pot.
Ooh.
Turns out the bags were being left by a very thin woman who would vomit in buckets in her garage and dump the contents once a week.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You think she's on girlstellall.com?
I hope not.
Hey, we got... We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a great night, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty! Danny, and good night, Loretta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. and let me leave you swinging.